This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. This month's theme is Quest. You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it, it's over. So go to lootcrate.com/super and enter code SUPER to save $3 on your new subscription today.
I boldly await the day when Liam brings the facts to me.
It's gonna happen.
Where we get so far ahead of ourselves.
It has to be on a day where you're not expecting it.
It's clearly gonna happen, and I was thinking about it, but I knew you were anticipating it for the next little while.
Yeah. I'm on guard right now.
We've had a fair share of upsets starting this podcast.
I think so. But I've been on guard for a while, so I'm expecting some bullshit to go down any minute now. But until then, has anyone played the video game 140?
140?
I don't believe anyone in the world has.
Is a minimalist platformer created by the same guy that made the game Limbo.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's a game that uses electronic music to create synesthesia-like events and effects. I guess it's similar to like sound shapes and the bit trip.
That's series. A great question, Wooly.
Yeah.
140 is actually the number of the years that Job died at in the Bible.
That's way less interesting than
that's way less interesting.
Okay, hold on. No, wait. I got a different one.
Let me take this joke. Oh, no. I screwed it up.
Oh, God. I fucked it up.
Oh, no. Welcome to episode 140.
Did you just mix me down?
No, I mixed everyone down.
I mixed everyone down because we're peaking. Because your joke was terrible.
Telephone directory assistance in Egypt is dialed with 140.
Okay. Well, 140 is the age of one Richard Flair.
Yeah. You can only type 140 characters into Twitter.
That's good one. That's not bad. That's not true. That thing chokes.
No, that's true.
It's like 143.
Whatever. No.
The Twitter, there is
a video game on this video
named
game
140.
Podcast named
enough.
140, and you're trying to one-up that.
It's a film based on
just
the Twitter
shut up
entry
and
character
let it rock.
Limited. Created and edited by Frank Kelly of Ireland.
All right.
Welcome to episode 140 of the podcast.
There's a pro one.
No, Pat's jaw is stuck on shit. He's going to beat it. We just need to give him time.
There's a pro 140 antibody found on the T lymphocytes of the human immune system.
Amazing.
Matt, you had a really exciting
week. Wait a second. Wooly, I got one.
Never mind.
This will beat yours for sure. It's the name of a video game developed by Jet.
How's your week?
It was very busy.
I'm just going to start mixing with these knobs. You don't want me to do that, Wooly.
You can't reach those knobs.
It's very packed.
Fuck you.
Oh, no. Put them back.
You really don't want me to just randomly start messing with your mixer.
Yes, very
Pat,
packed.
I think you should know better than anyone that you don't touch people's stuff when you go in their house.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I went to the Texas. I got seduced by the feminine wilds of one Takahata 101.
Was it bigger when you were in Texas?
It was longer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you get a giant whatever gallon drum hat?
I didn't. You know what? Again.
Meet Texas
again,
Mac?
Again. Like when we went to Texas, not a single hat.
Damn.
Racist video games and cartoons have lied to me.
You should probably go out to Calgary if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Did the Mario 3 son come out to get you?
Yes, actually. And that'll lead me into WrestleMania weekend where we lined up. We met up with the Shogun of the Row.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we lined up an hour and a half.
I hear you had fun in that line waiting.
No. Before the pre-show started. And yes, even in March, in the Dallas area, Mario 3's son is like, please pull down your pants because you're going to get fucked. Kids, legit, if you saw these tweets, were passing out in line because the AT&T centers, all of its Wi-Fi went down. So they couldn't scan tickets.
Oh.
So that's why when you're watching the pre-show, you notice that 40% of the crowd was missing because they were not allowed in yet.
Because they couldn't scan tickets because their Wi-Fi was out.
That's why every time they did a tight shot, people were streaming in and walking in the background and getting to their seats.
I feel like there should be a manual method for entering tickets.
You know what? it was weird because the tickets we had were made out of paper and had perforated edges in which to just tear it. But that wasn't good enough.
101,000 people, you probably need a couple of backup methods in place.
Oh, no, no, sorry. Not 101,000 people. That
is
was a lie.
A fabrication, I believe.
They lied about that. It was
really?
Actually 97. They lie all the time.
Trending on Twitter. Number one trending on Twitter.
And that's
are you calling The Rock a liar?
Yes.
I'm calling
Roman Reigns number one trending on Twitter all time.
I'm calling The Rock. Do you remember when The Rock, when he'd come out as Rocky Maivia?
Yeah.
And in The Nation, he would bring out the standard Rock flamethrower and burn his name?
As any humble wrestler would do.
Everyone was staring at each other going, what's happening? What's going on? Why does The Rock have a flamethrower and is burning his own name to ashes?
So you're not calling him a liar. You're just saying that his cue card says the wrong number.
The cue card was a liar. Mm. But so I'm not going to go into it because, you know, it's almost like 2 weeks old now. But we were all kind of disappointed with the event. Good match.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, mostly everyone was. It got a lot of...
Yeah, Wooly, your WrestleMania was awesome. It seems to be the only one on Earth that I've heard.
So I was about to say that, you know, the match quality of WrestleMania leading up in almost every match was great, was really invested, but as just like, as a fan, every single person I was cheering for lost.
Oh.
Oh.
It seemed like the general crowd or like the general roar you would hear is like people kind of agreed, like, yeah, we got in so late, we missed about 95% of the Intercontinental ladder match.
That was the pre-show, right?
No, that was the first actual.
Oh, that
the
was
show.
The first. Mm. Wow.
It still took us because there was that huge line that they're just not letting people in. Mm-hmm. And people were starting to shout like things like, let us in. Let
well,
us
it's
in.
Fucking starting. Like, I mean,
it's fucking
yeah.
starting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's really infuriating when you see people take out their phones. They're like, well, he just won.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how bad it was. That I mean, that's
sucks,
not really
man.
The WWE's fault. It's the stadium's fault. But. You just
none. Yeah,
complain.
No, you got.
You
you're
know,
angry.
I bet you this type of thing happens every year, but because no one's on the ground, we don't really hear about it. You just kind of look at the televised event.
Well,
you
know, you
get, right?
like Matt just pointed out, yeah, it's probably the stadium because it was the stadium's Wi-Fi that fucked up their
true,
scanning
true,
system.
True.
So,
or 97,000 rather. But like, yeah, the Intercontinental match, I would have loved Sami Zayn to win. I mean, lost. Zack Ryder's fine, but I wanted Dean Ambrose to win. I really, really wanted Sasha Banks to win the new women's title, which actually is really cool.
Okay, but you got that match was cool.
No, that match is great, but I'm talking about like I was cheering on the face and the heel one.
Yeah,
Charlotte's good, but like I
because I felt like it was like they're like it's a new title and it's like the title's not changing hands. They're just gonna rechristen it and still give it to her.
And you know Brock. Versus,
but I was impressed with the match itself.
Yeah, yeah. I Brock versus Dean Ambrose. I don't, you know, both can win, but I was kind of cheering for Dean.
Yeah.
And of course, Undertaker versus Shane. Shane with his thousands of Shane bucks that fell from the sky and basically ruined Undertaker's entrance because there's so much heat in a stadium of 100,000 people that the bills do not fall. They're having a merry old fucking time.
You were telling me that one of them fell to someone near you and you got to see one.
Yeah, it's a fake Shane dollar.
Yeah.
It's totally useless. But it was like, ah, whatever, souvenir.
Of course,
Were you able to hear the opening chords of the song Roundabout right before he jumped off of the cage to the to be continued moment?
And then that's the other thing. He did that. He put his, you know, his body on the, and then he loses. And then the next night on Raw, they're like, "Ah, you lost, but we'll let you control Raw for a night anyway."
How can you roll that back?
So the match was
pointless
in that regard. And then I really like the New Day coming out to Bootios and dressed up as Saiyans, being with a Team Four Star guys. The shit was lost.
Were
flipped.
Okay, we need to know. Like, what was that,
dude? When it happened? Like, again, I've been in, like, you know, the stadium that we've been in. I've been into one outdoor place. There's roars, but in this stadium, like, it was awe-inspiring to just look around because it was so fucking huge. But when that happened, the only thing that topped it. The roar when New Day came out was when Austin came out. As a little band-aid to like, yeah, we know the New Day lost. Here's randomly Austin and Mankind and Mick Foley. Mick Shawn Foley
Michaels.
And Shawn Michaels. And they do all their shit and whatever. I mean, I'm sure you talked about this a bit last week.
But I'm sure Four Star must have marked the fuck out.
They couldn't believe it. They're holding up the Team Four Star.
Crying tears and eyes.
They're like, if that moment wasn't in there, then this would have been like one of the worst pay-per-views I've ever seen. But because
like it was really the saving grace,
close to our hearts, that like they loved it. So that was really great.
Because you were there live, you didn't get to catch the fucking Fort Minor intro that was televised as well.
No.
The opening sequence?
There's advantages and disadvantages to watching
the opening fucking sequence of WrestleMania was fucking, Remember the Name, dude.
Nice.
And I was like,
no, I would have seen that on the TVs, but we were so late.
Right.
By the way, if you want to know a fun thing about Texas, and this stadium has the largest TV that could physically be built.
Yes.
If it got any larger, the stadium, like whatever you can build, cannot support it.
Yeah.
So there's another stadium in Houston. They're like, fuck that. We're going to do it.
And so they
flew in builders and mathematicians and scientists. And they go, you actually can't.
Okay.
It can't be bigger than this. They're like, sure, but we'll make a different format. It'll be just as big.
The frame will be
but
bigger.
But it'll be 100 by 10.
Newer and fresher and
it
won't be safe.
That's an amazing thing about Texas. Like, yes, it must be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, AJ Styles lost, so Jericho goes over. Yay for Jericho! That helps.
Good hire, this AJ Styles guy. Can't
so
win
was it all heel so wins, or was it just happened to be all the people that you
the
wanted to win?
The Intercontinental title, not really. Everyone
it wasn't all heel wins.
Everyone was basically a face there.
Mm-hmm.
And Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose, they both got cheered. Every other thing I consider a heel win.
Wow.
Isn't
WrestleMania supposed to be your escape from that? Like,
I mean,
they build up Triple H's victories all year, and then, Austin finally won.
Roman.
Yeah.
But I was going to say,
Roman's not a heel.
I was going to say, Roman's still not a heel. We define him as a heel.
They did
the big win of
Raw.
The night was a face win.
He's a mark heel.
They did some things on Raw to try to
he's a heel to me. I don't like him.
But speaking of heels versus faces, like, the intro for like, what's going to happen next? And this intro starts where it shows Silent Hill creatures coming out. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this? Who is this? Who is this? And it's actually like the most embarrassing promo thing ever.
Yes, it is.
Where it's Stephanie and Triple H going, please boo us. We are evil. You are all our sheep.
Dude.
And you do what we say. And everyone's not buying it. Everyone's cheering.
Woo!
Oh, my God. Look how hype Stephanie looks in the Conan bone armor. Oh, my God. This is so cool. It's just
but
the exact
they have
opposite
a really weird problem
it's
with that.
When you send out the wife as the mouth of Sauron, it's not going to work, man.
It's so cool.
I feel like the whole idea is like Triple H is going to win the title and people are going to be so angry and that'll make them want Roman to win it back. And then he wins the title and people went,
After Roman evilly speared the defenseless woman.
Yes.
There's a moment, I'm not sure if it was on TV, but it was Triple H gallantly being like picked up by Stephanie and they hug in the ring and everyone started applauding because they tried their best against the evil heel Roman Reigns.
Wow.
I'm not sure if was that in the thing? Did you see
No, that I didn't see that.
Because this was like 10 minutes after the match.
Are you
finished.
Telling me that Roman Reigns is being mishandled?
Roman Reigns is not a bad guy. It's not so like he's shitty. He's just being completely messed up.
He's in fact a bad
Triple
person.
H and Steph got the "you tried, good job" walk off. You're not supposed
what
to get that if you're a heel.
Do?
Oh wow!
Yeah.
You're not. Also, everyone lined up with their suits on. I'm like, is this a Muse music video?
Yeah, like that. Right?
What is going on?
But you know, like that. That's all that. I still had a great time being there and cheering and stuff. I got a rum and coke. I bought a drink for myself towards the end of the show because when Roman Reigns versus Tra started, I was like, I'm going to need some fucking alcohol for this shit. Give me a number on how much you think the AT&T Stadium in Texas that had 100,000 people charged me for a small cup, regular plastic cup
of
about
rum
the
and
size
coke?
Of this, of just Coke and rum.
12 U.S.
American dollars.
Higher.
$16.
Higher.
What?
Higher.
$22 U.S.
You are right, sir.
Wow.
$22.
U.S.
I paid it.
Wow.
The girl was also really nice.
I thought my $16 amount was like overshooting it by 100%.
That is very near 30 Canadian dollars.
Right?
That's wow.
How much was the ticket?
It was a gift.
That's true. Yeah,
Lanny got it. So
yeah, that's true.
I also got them a gift back. Which, whatever. But
Matt, like the one thing you got to do is like, yes. I got to just get you like footage of that moment of like Texas, whatever Dallas downtown or wherever
or whatever
Austin or yeah, I don't know, but. Like
a suburb.
Like, and it's doing like the dramatic cuts as like the heroes' faces are fading in, and you just hear Mike Shinoda going, "You ready?"
I want to rewatch.
You gotta
that,
catch
man.
That, man.
Really, really quickly, just while we're in Texas, no one at Team Four Star except for like maybe one guy had seen Samurai Cop, so we had a viewing of Samurai Cop.
No.
Damn,
brought
sure
the
did.
Fucking house down.
As it should.
They have a great viewing room where they do their streams and at their office. That was really fun. We watched the NXT of Dallas.
Yes,
which was
TakeOver?
Which was so amazing. Just 5 matches, really quick, all of them amazing. Nakamura and Sami Zayn, just, I can't...
How fucking energetic was that?
So amazing.
Right?
Like, I loved it. And of course...
Nakamura!
It was just amazing. And everyone was fearing, oh God, they're going to bring out the chopsticks and the gongs for his entrance.
Jesus. Samurai Showdown.
Rebrand him as a sumo character.
But his theme was actually really nice. It's this nice violin.
Castlevania music.
It's Castlevania music. It's great.
And
so.
And like the reaction when he does the pose in the ring.
So good.
The
so
fucking
good.
Explosion. That was amazing.
It was amazing. What?
Sorry, not the zero. Did you see the screenshot from the house show where he was him against Finn?
Yes.
And like they're both doing the pose the ring. Yeah.
Wow,
I was like,
nice.
Ah, that's amazing.
Here's the thing: you almost want these guys so to stay in NXT because it always gets watered down or something more mainstream-y when they go over to the big roster.
Yes.
NXT is just the basic version of the guy. No, like. Less frills, kind
but
of.
But at the same time, Nakamura's top fucking tier, and he could absolutely be the main show.
Aren't you afraid that they'll put him in WWE and he goes, indeed, choppa choppa yo pee pee?
Yeah,
like with Kaientai?
They'd have to figure it out. But everyone...
No, they'd have to gentrify him. Yeah. Like, they'd have to dial him back for the NASCAR audience.
It was an amazing match.
His talent is above NXT level.
Asuka versus Bayley. She's super fucking cool. So I was talking to Brennan, and he's super pissed because he's like, oh, they fucking used the Sakura petals for her entrance.
Yeah,
I was going to do that.
Dude, like, she is the best. Like, her entire character is like, that is what a Japanese wrestler should be. And I'm like, you can drop into any fighting game.
Yes.
One to one and work.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Asuka's of the best. Her combos, man.
Did lots of stuff with those guys. They were so nice. Like, they brought me to lots of nice restaurants and stuff. Whatever. It was really, really... I don't want to spend too much time on it. But the other thing I want to talk about talking with Willie is that I buckled the fuck down after Lanny and everyone's like, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. I just sat down. I just got Lucha Underground.
Damn
yes,
straight.
Watched 8 episodes. Mm. So... We all know about it. We've all
was
heard
there luchadors
everyone.
In it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
We've all heard, but there's other guys too. And why I'm going with this is that we've all heard it's good. It's what we actually want when we describe things about wrestling. But what it actually fucking is a TV show version of the Def Jam games. It's like money is
story.
On the line.
Yeah.
We're in a dingy club.
Yeah.
D-Mob is literally in the show. There's some luchadors. There's more exotic stuff going on. It's mostly luchadors, obviously.
Uh-huh.
There's American dudes in there, and all gets swirled in. I'm only still in the first season, but it's actually what it is. And when it cuts to the actual made-up TV bits where a guy like has like...
Oh, like fake recorded TV
like,
section?
Mil Muerte, 1,000 deaths, has a girl that comes to your locker room and you're just working out and she licks you and she goes, I wanted a lick before you die, the divine 1,000 deaths.
He's the guy with the rock, right?
No.
Who's the guy with the rock?
I'm not sure
stone?
I got there yet.
With the
wasn't there one of them who carried around a rock?
Mil Muerte has like this red... like little sash that he uses and he clutches it.
I thought he had a rock. with a thousand souls in it from his village.
I think that maybe comes later.
Maybe. Okay.
You might be talking about the Vince McMahon type equivalent, but like, but I'm Diego.
Dario.
Okay, maybe.
Dario. And when she does the lick on the bodies in the ring as well, to bottom, like
it's incredibly entertaining. I want to just blast through it, and it's just at first I was like, I don't know if I like this. I really don't know. And then when I like I was on the plane, I'm watching on my iPad, mm-hmm. I'm just like. Okay, no, I'm all in. I'm get fucking.
So would you say we should go down to our local Mexico and buy it?
Well, that's the problem.
Exactly.
Fact. I tried to buy it off iTunes.
There's
in Canada,
no way,
and they wouldn't let me. But Matt figured it out.
Oh, Matt bought it fine.
I didn't figure it out. Yeah. I said buy, and it worked.
And it just worked.
I tried a couple weeks ago, and it said not available in your location.
Maybe it's because I was in the States.
Oh, that's why. 100%.
That's 100%.
Because you go to iTunes Canada?
No, that's what I did. I went to the States and I bought the entire season.
In the States.
In the States. And I've been downloading it while I'm here, but I already made the purchase.
That's the reason.
Once you purchased it,
it's totally fine. I'm lucky. I did.
That's why.
Stupid.
You got crazy lucky on that. Damn. Yeah. Cause it just didn't work for me. So I've got it. I got all of season one, but I tried to buy it and it wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
That's always, I can think of fewer things less infuriating that is like, guys, I want to give you money.
I really do.
I want to be part of this thing, and I'm making what is probably more effort than you deserve to try and give you money. Money.
Yeah, but you won't let me.
You won't let me.
But
I'm
really, really enjoying it, but I want to finish. There's a lot of episodes in one season. It's more than 20, I think.
It's 48 or 52, I think.
Something like that.
Or 36. Anyway. But the production, right? The camera work and the level of when they film and they have establishing shots.
Yeah.
What wrestling show has establishing shots?
Well, it's literally a drama. You know? It's literally a soap opera at that point.
Just a heads up. I just bought it in 1 second, so you might be able to buy it now.
Okay.
So.
Maybe
they changed it.
Yeah.
Because Willie said when we were talking about yesterday, he said he tried it a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should try again because I didn't even know it was on iTunes, so I never even tried.
That's the only place it's officially on.
I assumed you actually had to torrent it because there was no official way to get it.
It brought me to the page, and then as soon as I clicked purchase, it said not available in your location.
It's working now, so
all right.
Get in there.
It's just your house.
Get in there.
So
it's just this house. It's just this house.
So that's really awesome. I want to continue with that. And I before leading up to Texas and after, I played a bunch of KI Season 3. Love it. Tusk is the standout, I think.
You got to tell us about Tusk's dialogue.
We didn't say this yet, or people won't hear, is that all of Tusk quotes that you can put on your gamer card are all Arnold Schwarzenegger movie quotes. It's all, I know now why you cry, if it bleeds, I can kill it.
Uh-huh.
It's all his fucking shit just for Tusk, so that's pretty cool. Really, really enjoying it. We had a blast playing it on the Secret Stream.
Yeah, man.
Quantum Break, after Liam was like,
Jack Choice.
It's really good. I'm really liking it. I'm like, okay, because I'll buy it to buy it, but I've never been 100% won over.
Mm-hmm.
And when I actually started playing it, and actually the part after me and Pat saw playing it, it got even cooler. I'm like, okay, all the trailers kind of did a disservice
mm-hmm.
on what this game kind of is.
So I've been playing it too, obviously, and it looks like a generic shooter, but it actually feels like the next step. Like
Max Payne was when it first came out.
I wouldn't say that much.
Well, it's not like a game changer, but it's like I don't just feel like I'm playing a reskinned Uncharted. I don't just feel like I'm it's just like Remedy's games. It's that much deeper in terms of writing overall. If you've ever played Alan Wake or heck, even
the writing is great in this, just like it was in Alan Wake.
Are you using your abilities as much as you're shooting?
Well, hang on. The writing's super good. And yes, you're using your abilities all the fucking time. And you have a lot of them, too. But it's not like
I'm only in Chapter 2, and I still feel like I have more than I need.
You have six abilities.
And you can upgrade remember the Pat when you threw the time bubble and into the bubble?
Mm-hmm.
You can upgrade that so it takes more shots for your gun, so it quadruples the damage at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the bubbles tougher so you can have it absorb more bullets.
You use your abilities a lot, though, and you get a lot more. Like, in Max Payne, you get the dive. That's pretty much it, right?
In Max Payne 1, it's 99% the dive. In Max Payne 2, you have a much stronger, just slow down time
and
until it eventually stops.
Yeah.
And you run around and shoot people
and,
in the
and
stop
And Alan
time.
Wake, it's like, use your flashlight.
It's
and,
use your flashlight and various
roll,
light mechanics.
Roll around and, yeah, and light stuff.
Yeah.
Quantum Break is like, no, you're popping powers all the time.
You got a super dash, you got a bubble, you got
the
a
dash
shield.
Is fun. Dashing yeah. into enemies and then shooting
shield.
Them while they're, like, floating in the yeah. air is really cool. satisfying.
So when you do cool. the dash and you go into the aiming...
Yeah, like if you right dash after? And then aim, you get like a slow mo period.
So, okay, Willie, just, have you like, you, ha- really you have good. Not seen any of the beginning of this game at all, right?
No.
So, I feel like what Matt's saying is totally on point because I feel like this game had a disservice done to it in terms of its like tone being shown off. I was not like all I knew is like there's time rep, there's time structures,
there's a time man,
and there's a stutter, right? Mm. And it's like it's also a time travel story, which. Kind of duh, but in hindsight, and their grasp of time travel mechanics
really good.
Is the best because they set up a couple scenarios and they give you long enough to think about it where you go, wait a second. If you're about to travel through time in this method, then this thing should happen. Mm-hmm. You know that thing that never happens because mm-hmm. it would be hard?
Yeah.
But it should?
Yeah.
It happens immediately as you have that thought and you go, yes! Perfect.
Did you watch Primer yet?
No.
Okay.
I think we're talking. I think I'm on you with that bit specifically.
It's when they turn the machine on the first time,
and he steps in, right?
Yeah, and he steps in the machine.
Okay, when time travel stories omit that thing, it's always the deepest contrivancy because nothing bad's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen, and it's nice to finally see
because it happened.
Let me guess. They turn the machine on, and he steps out from the future immediately.
Yes,
basically.
Yes, that's what should happen.
Yeah. It's like he's like, I'm gonna walk back through the time portal to I'm gonna walk forward to 2 minutes from now. Or whatever, and they turn it on, and then they talk for a little bit, and he opens the door, and the guy just immediately walks out.
Yeah.
Because, of course he would!
That's what happens!
That's how it works!
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And other time travel things primer. Always rationalize it as like, oh, don't meet yourself, it's gonna be a problem.
You'll
it's
become
like,
time goo.
You'll become goo, and you'll melt, and then it'll
or whatever, exactly,
the,
yeah.
And like,
yeah.
The, go on, like Matt. All the actors are great,
yeah.
And even the streaming show, like you told me, like, it's actually very interesting.
Did you watch the TV show?
I started watching it, and I was just like, and then like, I,
you have to watch it, by the way.
No, you can skip it if you want.
No, you can skip it, but I mean...
It's in the game.
Yeah, no, you finish a chapter.
And the shots are re-recorded depending on your choices. Like,
How long is each episode?
It's like 30 minutes.
Like, 22-minute episodes.
Oh, you see, you've got to sit and watch it.
There's 78 gigs of footage.
But Wooly...
Because you can download it if you don't want to stream
really
it, but you can.
What's really interesting to me, maybe it's more apparent later, but at least in the first episode, it's only where I got to, is that it seems to me if you do choose to skip it, it's not the end of the world because where at least I am, I'm not sure if this changes, but it doesn't really put the main at least in the first episode, it doesn't put the main characters.
In the first
Jack
episode, yeah.
And whatever. It's just the tertiary characters and you get more backstory for them.
Okay.
So if you want to get that, you can. Does that hold true for the other episodes? You know?
Based on pictures I've seen, no. But I haven't gotten to the second episode yet. So.
But if you feel like, if you're like, I just want to keep playing right now, I don't want to watch an episode of
something. You can just quit. Or you can skip it,
there's
I guess, but
and
that's the experience.
And it
though.
Won't adversely affect the story.
I think
it'll,
it will.
I believe
I think
it'll.
I think it will.
If it's a good story, it should.
I think it adversely
like
affects
story.
It.
Yeah. I believe it would remove whatever choice you get to make in that section, though. Right?
Okay.
You
don't make choices in the videos.
Oh, okay.
You only make choices
there,
in the game.
There are sections in the videos and in the games that are the results of your choices, but the videos never let you make.
You're
choices
right. The marketing was not great.
When you look,
I thought
when
this
you
was...
look at this game, you see screenshots or videos. You'll like just like me and like I'm sure a lot of people like that looks all right. I guess, but it's actually a thing you need to play because visually all the elements are just not shown in screenshots or videos. Even someone really explains it. Like
there's
it
this amazing looking effect that I don't remember being like adequately like shown off whenever you use your time powers or the dash where every single piece of the environment
ripples.
Yeah.
And it
looks great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't remember ever there being a trailer where the guy like did the dash and then stared at the floor because the effect is awesome. Mm-hmm. It was always just like bang, 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 shoot.
And the game's gorgeous too. Like,
I wish it ran a little better.
Every time someone came up on a stage and talked about it, I assumed that it was going to be a video game with like a series,
a show that went
a
with
Netflix
it,
series,
right. Like a companion piece.
Yeah,
yeah.
What
that's
you
what
can
it sounded
do
like.
Is that
truth be told, in the very first Xbox reveal, the shitty TV. TV one.
Yeah, they did
talk about it being part, like an intrinsic part of it. But after that, you're right, they slowed down on that.
Because when you start the game, it'll ask, it'll stream the episode.
Yeah,
and if you want, you can download all of them separately to your Xbox hard drive or whatever,
yeah.
or PC, and watch it by itself all in a row.
If you wanted to.
If you wanted to. Consume it.
If you download it as well, you get it without any streaming hiccups.
Yeah,
and the streaming's quite good, actually, but...
It wasn't when I played it, but Xbox Live was generally a little flaky when I did it, because we went to Netflix to watch some other stuff, and everything
also,
was like...
Also would depend on your specific connection.
And the game happens in between, basically. So when
it's
you
more
to...
like the show happens in between, because the game parts are a lot... They're meaty. It's not a short shooter.
It's a 10-hour game with 4 TV episodes, right?
Something like that.
So that's the gist of what I've
seems like.
So
it,
when
yeah.
you make a judgment call on this product, then you have to judge the entire package together as one thing. You can't separate the show from
more
the
or less. Then. Yeah, it's a part of the
They're
story.
They're meant to be the same narrative.
It would be like ignoring cutscenes.
They took all the cutscenes and they jammed them right the fuck into like one piece. Yeah,
okay. But there are also cutscenes.
There's lots of actors from The Wire in this. And
there's more?
Yeah.
Who else?
There's this black dude that showed up.
That says nothing. 70% of the actors.
I don't know his actor's name. I don't know his real name.
Is it Daniels?
Is it Bodhi?
The guy with the eyes that are bulging out.
Yeah.
And he needs eye drops.
So really, 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 really quickly though.
Maybe.
Is it Bernie Mac?
I also
wait on Quantum. Just one more thing.
Oh, sure.
Dual protagonists, if not more.
Yeah.
Really cool.
All right.
Yeah. Really cool.
All right.
And of course, Liam's idea of it should be called Jack Choice.
Should be called Jack Choice.
It literally should be called Jack Choice.
It's great when a big thing comes out and doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Speaking of, well, not sucking, but I played the Doom multiplayer beta for about half an hour.
How was that?
And that certainly doesn't suck, but I will never boot that up again.
Works for me.
Straight
to the campaign. Mm. It seems like it's fine, but it's just like your Halo, your whatever.
Not for
just
you.
Armor guys. Not for me.
Right.
But I'm good that they're
that
making it.
Let me ask you a question, because I haven't even seen the Doom multiplayer, and all I want to know is, does it move as fast as Quake?
Yes.
Really?
I'd say so.
Really?
It's very fast.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's the modern fastness equivalent of
No. I mean like
then
Quake 1.
Then
old
probably
Quake.
No.
Then it shouldn't be called Doom Multiplayer.
But it was very fast.
Different game.
I was talking to Fred about it on his podcast, and like he was basically describing like one thing that the thing that bothered me the most, and it's like it seems to be in the game. I don't know if you noticed it, but it's like the kills are now. It's like you are now in cutscene kill
the
mode.
Animation lock.
Yeah, we all know
and
this.
Then you are now going back and gameplay, and it's like it's completely like it's not. What's the opposite of seamless? Seamful. You know, like
you can
see
all
the lines.
Yeah,
it's
but I mean, you know, there's games we like that do that as well. So,
but you want to have a sense of like
so
like you're in and you're out of it.
So
you know,
in Gears, in Gears
and when
of
the camera
War,
locks
the chainsaw one lasts a while, but some of them are pretty quick. Like you know,
just kicking.
There are ones in Bayonetta that are longer.
I feel like everything in third person gets an easier pass because
I
you don't
so.
Have
the
first person
I feel so too.
Lock to the perfect perspective.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's great. I'm just like...
You know, it's a very weird, subtle feeling based on the way the camera locks.
No, when it's in first person, it's more jarring.
And when you can feel the camera tween out of its like locked-in movement back to where the gameplay is supposed to be leveled at, it's like, all right, guys. Like,
I did it.
Make that smoother, please. You know? Yeah.
And that's about it for me. I have some more stuff, but we got to...
That's a fun week, Matt.
All right.
Or 2 weeks, rather.
Fun, Liam? Fun
hey, Liam.
I played a bunch of Quantum Break. Boy, that...
Oh,
that
tell me about that.
Hey.
Jack Choice. Jack Choice.
Why do you say that it should be called
Max
Jack
Payne's
Choice?
About Max Payne. Games thematically about pain. Alan Wake's named after the protagonist, Alan Wake. It's about waking up, kind of, I guess.
The original version of that game was
Quantum
a lot
Break
more about
is
up.
About a character called Jack Joyce, and it's about choice. I think the game should really be called Jack Choice.
And that the character should be called Jack Choice?
Jack Choice.
Not Jack Time.
No, Jack Choice. No, no it's about
Lords.
Choice more than it is. Like, time's like the thing, but it's about choice.
Time is
really.
Just
yeah.
the mechanism for choice.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, if you traveled back in time and did nothing different, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about choice, right? Yeah, I played that a lot. That's super fun. I don't really have much to add on what Matt said.
And what you also said with Matt.
it feels like when The Order came out in terms of being a AAA beautiful release,
yep.
But like this is a like actually quite good game that's not just like a tech demo.
And
I'm really enjoying
certainly,
it.
Certainly, I'll like depending on how much I like the end of it, I might try to play through it again because
yeah.
The characters live and die.
If the story delivers, which it honestly might, because Remedy, yeah. I'd be keen. It's quite enjoyable. So
I was looking forward to it, but like with the state of the PC version as it is, mm-hmm. like I'm gonna hold off until hopefully they fix it.
Sure, yeah.
Because like the PC version is all messed up right now.
How much of the live action that you've seen so far is about Carcetti, aka Littlefinger?
He's an important part in it, but in the first episode, he's not the main focus.
Okay.
The main focus is on what's the actor's name who plays the character named Liam? Matt?
Liam? I don't know the
Liam.
Okay, I don't remember
it's
his name.
It's focused on Liam.
Yeah, anyway, it's focused on that actor who's all a different right. actor. But that guy, the Littlefinger guy,
yeah.
gets a lot of play, including you playing as him. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Vote Carcetti.
Fun ass game. I played a game called Knights of Azure that came out this week. Matt was asking me, is this a creepy anime bullshit?
Should we do this?
Can we do this?
Is it creepy?
It's no.
Is it anime?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it bullshit?
No.
Okay.
No, it's actually like pretty good.
One out of three is the good answer.
Exactly. It's by Gust, who make all those like girly Atelier games, and it's about these two girls. And you know, when you watch an anime or something and you see these two characters and you're like, are they gay? Are they gay? And then you finish the 13 episodes and it's like, well, we'll never know. This game
because
like,
Japan.
This game you walk in and you're like, are they gay? And you're like, yeah, they're really gay. Oh man, they're doing it. They're all over the place. No, not quite that in your face, but like, no, this is a game about like
up.
These two characters. It's a fun action game.
You need a mop in here.
It's like Gust's first stab at an action game in a long time, so it's a bit bland. Like they're not great. They're not the kings of action games. They make shitty budget RPGs. I don't mean shitty, like, bad games, but shitty, like, you know, like...
Single A.
Low-budget, yearly RPGs, which is not, like, what you want to hear about an RPG series, but I like those games anyway. It's all right. It's pretty fun. Not amazing or anything, but it's solid. Soundtrack's really good. Gust's really good at music. And I also played the Tokiden 2 demo a little bit.
Yeah, tell me about the Tokiden 2 demo right now!
Because it just came out last night for non-PS Plus users.
Tell me!
It's really fun.
What about the open world thing?
The open world thing works.
Yay!
So you start the game, you make your character. It's a bit better than Kiwami on PS4, where you're looking at it and you're like, yeah, this was clearly a Vita game to start with.
That got bumped and then got bumped again.
In Tokiden 2, there's still a lot of areas where you look at, like, there's a cave section and you look at the cave walls and you're like, those were Vita textures.
You're like,
This game is still clearly a Vita game at heart.
But
they did more than they did with Kiwami to make it make the PS4
whatever,
version
man.
Go.
Is this like the first game to like? No, God Eater had the big stages, but they weren't nearly how
God
big
Eater has big stages.
How
yeah.
big are the stages compared to God Eater's
big.
Stages? Are they
There's
really?
No stages. You just it's open world.
Okay. Oh, the whole.
You just go.
Oh man, I
when my, you find when you find a demon, it puts a big ring around
my,
you.
My,
and you fight him.
My standards. For hunting action games
in
terms of their geography were so low that even after seeing the footage told it was open world, I still thought that just meant bigger. I just thought that meant the stages
totally
didn't have
did
load
it.
Times.
Did you play Tokiden?
I played Tokiden a good deal,
okay.
mostly the demo. For some
Did you
reason,
play any multiplayer?
I played some multiplayer.
You know that stone you interact with to start multiplayer and
yes.
stuff? So those things are placed around the world and you can warp between them.
Good.
And that's kind of how they have like areas here
so
and there without
then
having
then
you
in the demo area,
in.
Are you able to
it's
explore the whole
big.
Map?
No, not the whole map.
Okay,
but it's very big.
What, give,
yeah.
give me a, what, give what, me a what, scale.
Okay. It's like
anything, any comparison.
It's like the first map in Monster Hunter 4
no.
With, of course, no loading times
okay.
and proper areas linking them because
yeah.
they wouldn't link if you just put them next to each other, but bigger than that.
Okay.
And there's open areas.
Like twice as big?
Yeah, and there's open like... Hyrule Field size areas.
What's
like,
up, Wooly?
I just want to know what character class you played as in the demo.
Okay, so you your choices are boy or girl. They have all the same options, and you can pick any weapon for any character. Like, you're not divvied up in classes. It's you just pick weapon. Your weapon,
okay.
And that's kind of your role in combat.
Okay.
I only played it once. I'm going to come back to it tonight. I played with the sword and shield, and it's super
that's
fun.
New, right?
Yeah, it's a bit like the switch axe and how it works.
Okay.
Because you change between a high stance and a low stance with it. And they're like they have two different movesets entirely. So.
I would really like to find out from you if whether or not you know already or just play around with it with a weapon you're more familiar with, because one of the Monster Hunter things, they always add two or three new moves to every moveset.
I literally only touched this weapon. My favorite weapon, Sickle and Chain, I think is gone this time because the demon arm kind of
The only thing that really got me on Tokiden is like I felt the movesets, which
you said, thought they were shallow.
Slightly too shallow. Like two extra moves.
I know for Kiwami they did that, and they added like two or more moves.
Did that for Kiwami too?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Shit.
So I can't imagine they pulled back. So it's probably better in that regard.
I'm excited.
So when you get to a big Oni, like a boss,
yeah.
It puts a big ring around you and you fight. And that's how they do it in the open world. Can't just run anywhere in the world.
Unlike Monster Hunter, the boss never runs away?
No, it stays within that area.
Okay.
Like in Tokiden where...
That's fine.
Actually, no, in Tokiden they could totally run away.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Arena will break and they'll just move.
I only fought the first boss, so maybe there's exceptions to that rule. Maybe it's a demo thing. Who knows? It's really enjoyable.
What's up, Matt?
Matt's got a question.
When exactly does this thing even come out? Because it seemed like it was just revealed like a month
3 weeks ago or something.
So, like they really started marketing it like a month and a bit ago. It comes out in fall in Japan. It doesn't have a Western date yet, but Tecmo Koei localizes everything. So
it was just weird because you're like, hey, this thing exists. Yeah. Hey, I'm playing the demo now. Like,
they announced it at TGS last year, but it's been a long wait since
then.
Also,
that's how they do the demos for these. Like, Liam's used as a great example in the past where it's like they put a demo out and they're like, hey, everyone. What sucks about this demo? This? Okay. It'll be fixed in the main game. We promise.
Yeah, they made improvements, so hopefully they'll make improvements here as well.
Loot Crate has a question.
Loot Crate, what's up?
What's your question? Let's get this box open.
What box is that?
Use your knees.
The Versus box.
Versus.
No, okay. But I mean, where did you get that box?
It's a crate. It's a loot crate.
You just found it at your door?
Straight to my door.
Wow.
Straight to my door. So, here we go. Right off the bat, we've got the top of the lid with the little Versus symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I always appreciate good VS designs.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Play your Guilty Gear Versus theme or your Street Fighter Versus theme.
Capcom versus Marvel.
All right.
Take you for a ride.
We got our AVP... Loot Crate exclusive little figure.
Ooh.
Which is it?
Is it alien or a predator?
Is it A or P or the mysterious V?
I'll beat you up and take it if it's a predator. Hope it's not one.
Matt brought his weapons.
Is it the 1 in 100,000 Predalion, perhaps?
Oh, seriously?
I don't know. No, I'm making that'd be dope. Making things
He's just reading off the back of the box.
Oh, now it's even more hidden.
It's sealed inside.
Super sealed. It's super space sealed.
It's totally going to be an alien.
Packaged on Mars.
If you squeeze the package, you can find the dick.
I can
that
feel
means
it.
It's an alien.
I can feel it. It's a xenomorph.
It's a xenomorph.
Oh.
It's a xenomorph.
You can feel the dick.
Yep. It's totally in there.
Willie's given up because he needs a knife. Where's Willie's knife?
It was right over there. But
God, just give me the thing. I'll open it for you, you big baby.
I can open it.
Can you?
Loot Crate, not for little children.
I can open it.
You did it. He finally did it.
It's like a bag of chips.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, it's a Xeno.
Is that how you open bags
it's
of chips?
The exact same one I got in my Loot Crate. So.
Yeah. So this is a normal Xeno, and it's got the little shoulder pads.
It's actually pretty nice.
It's the grid one.
Well, I said, I appreciate this because the head is accurate, unlike some of the other weird like minifigures that other companies will get you.
Other vinyl figures.
Yeah. We've got Spock versus Spock. And evil Spock's got the mustache on him, so you know he's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust those goatees.
That Spock becomes good eventually in that universe.
Shut up.
Don't spoil it, man.
Yeah, no, totally.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Seriously? No, after the crossover episode, that Spock ends up becoming more like the real Spock, and he ends up completely fucking up the mirror universe.
So
he would,
because of the goatee rule. This implies that we are all the evil versions.
We're all the evil versions of ourselves.
The good versions of us are somewhere.
The good version of me is a putz.
We're the
I know where he is.
Yeah, We're the best friends that exist.
A rich billionaire.
We exist in the universe where justice prevailed.
Yeah.
All this is the hat everyone's been talking about.
Of the Matt cosplay.
Yeah,
kit.
We've got the Daredevil hoodie, or toque, as we say in Canada. Toque. And you inside out that shit, and you got your Matt hat.
The only problem is that you can see the red fringes of Daredevil.
Punisher logo, too.
No, no, it's all right, but...
People have been telling us about this hat ever since, like, the first Loot Crate ship. Yeah. Like, holy shit, have you seen these things? It's actually a nice hat, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Liam, your logo should now be the Daredevil logo.
God.
Does that mean if we pull that inside out, it'll be Liam? Like,
just shoot some toxic waste into his eyes.
Time to get into character.
Oh, fuck, God damn it. I earned this.
We've got the Loot Crate pin, which is actually a really cool AVP, like, pin where you've got your true Predator face on one side.
Oh, yeah, that
is
cool.
And your Xeno on the other side.
It's like a fighting game versus...
Ooh, I like that.
And we've got a Batman versus Superman wallet.
Great.
Where you can put all the money you saved by not going to see Batman versus Superman.
There's a lot of good Batman versus Superman. There's a lot of Batman versus Superman confrontations. They're not all gold, but the comics will has some good ones you can go read.
The animated series had a good one in World's Finest.
Is there something in there?
And yeah, it's just some little like fake money and little things and whatnot.
Oh, Batman bucks,
Bat bucks,
orphan dollars.
We've got Harley Quinn's comic book, the Loot Crate exclusive.
Variant cover. Right.
Variant cover, there you go.
Okay.
Quite a versus thing, but it's cool.
Well, she's probably fighting someone.
She fought someone at some time.
Probably. I'm just going to assume.
If you've ever fought someone, you're eligible.
And then the Loot Crate magazine.
Of course.
And yeah. And that's it.
Good stuff.
Let
me see the box.
It looks like, it looks like you turn this crate inside out and you get
a Daredevil.
A Predator jungle.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
like,
you do.
Hideout.
There's like alien xenomorph eggs and there's skulls over.
Oh, I see it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a Predator jungle hideout.
Set up your maquette.
LC-1337.
Show it to all your friends.
So, that's a good example of what you get in a Loot Crate. Good job, Versus. If you want to get in on this type of thing, or next month's theme, which we know is going to be Quest.
Quest is a good thing.
You have until the 19th of this month at 9 p.m. Pacific. And you can sign up at lootcrate.com/super. Use the promo code super. You save $3 on that new subscription. And it's already less than $20 a month. So, hey, what do you got to lose?
Nothing.
Not much. Thanks a lot, Loot Crate.
Thank you, Loot Crate.
Thanks, Loot Crate.
Ah, yeah, okay. All right.
That was a good question.
Perfect.
Getcha. Right.
I think my only two, like, complaints about it is the arm that you use to grab stuff, like the thorn in Freedom Wars, is a poor man's thorn from Freedom Wars.
Sure.
Kind of a bummer.
Because it's a side gimmick instead of a core mechanic.
Yeah, in Freedom Wars, it feels immaculate
There's three or four separate mechanics just for the thorn.
There's tons of functions.
Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
That trailer really sold it like you're going to be crawling all up on that monster.
You can do a couple things with it, but it's not as... Like, it's not bad. It's just... If this came before Freedom Wars, it would be really impressive. But post Freedom Wars, it's like this is a poor man's Ibarra. It's not as good as that one. And the only other thing is in the town area specifically, before you walk out of the gates, they must be doing too many draw calls or something because there are frame rate issues in the town. Only in the town, not outside the town.
That has to be. Early. There's no way they can ship a game like that.
It's weird. Like, it's the kind of thing that I look at and I say, well, the Vita version's actually going to run better in the town if they leave it like this, you know?
That's stupid.
No, it's hopefully
they'll fix
that.
I think
they will. Like, it seems kind of like
a
baffling
oversight.
The town
in a hunting game can't run badly, period.
Yeah, and it runs, like, weirdly badly, too, so. Yeah. But it's really good. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it. It like total natural continuing point for Kiwami, and I mean, if you haven't played those, it's a good place to get in anyway because it doesn't continue the same story. It goes to a different place in the world, and you can't even transfer your character over. You just get a bunch of like little benefits if you transfer your save file and like items and shit. But really good game. Looking forward to playing the full thing. I guess I'm excited. You can, if you make a Japanese PSN account, you can play the demo. You can do that. And, like, Tecmo Koei is so based, we still have Neo to look forward to this month.
If...
Like, fuck, man.
How involved is making a Japanese PSN account?
Looking up a YouTube video and just following the instructions for 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean...
How many fake emails do I need?
You need one. Okay.
You need
an email address and a Japanese address.
Address.
Those are the two things.
People usually use the embassy or something like that. Something
or
public.
A Walmart or something.
You need the working postal code, though.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not just like Googling.
No, you can just Google it.
Oh, does that give it
like
to
you? Google for a landmark in Japan? Use okay. that.
Yeah. I live in the Works Giant Gundam.
Fine. Yep.
It can be a little tricky if you try to get too specific, because like you need to be typing in Japanese to get to the Japanese side of the internet sometimes, but mm-hmm. you can do it. I believe in you.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later tonight about it, maybe.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe.
And there's six weapons in the demo, I think. Five or six. So it's a good selection.
Okay, that's
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Also, if you're not going to say it, or unless you are, but if you're not going to say it, everybody vote Vita for uppers.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Please.
Yeah. I really think that's going to come out here, and the producer even said he's trying really hard to
but
get that and Valkyrie
case,
Drive.
A little bit more push.
Yeah, I won't hurt. No, for sure. No,
so
totally.
Go to the vote Vita thing and fill
that's
that
not
out.
How that is literally not how that works.
No,
and it's done.
Is it? Are you? Did you close it?
Oh, I sent the numbers.
Oh, you sent it. You're done. Okay.
Yeah, I sent them, and it was confirmed received.
Okay,
so that's
all right.
That's you know doing its thing now.
Okay,
hopefully.
I thought there was a little tail end on.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. I'll yeah, a lot of people did.
Fucking, come on, uppers, man.
It's gonna come. It's gonna come. Looking forward to it.
But it'd be canceled in all regions.
Okay.
I think that was like all I did. Otherwise, it was just last week part two. Keep watching Kamen Rider and The Office and
yeah,
playing that stupid Kamen Rider game. I can't stop playing it.
That stupid game, that's awesome.
That stupid game, it's awesome. I'm playing it so fucking much. Who's Philip?
Yeah,
Philip?
I love that. That's the best question ever. Where it's just like okay, so Kamen Rider Double, right? Yeah, yeah, okay. Who the fuck is Philip? And it's like, what? What? Oh my god, if you haven't seen the show at all, this question makes so much sense and
yeah,
it's so hilarious.
Just playing as double in the game and he's like, Filippo. And I'm like,
who are you talking to?
Who? Yeah. And you're like, he's introduced in the first episode.
Yeah.
How do you not? Yeah.
No, it's
yeah, of course.
It's hilarious. Yeah, there's just, they're two people in one body.
Yeah. You know? No, that game's super fun. I really hope they make a sequel and step it up again. Sure, I'm sure they will, but, you know.
And like I said, you get to judge everyone on their writer kicks and not on how good or bad the
not
actual
what's in
show
their soul.
Is.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like,
yeah.
I'm playing as
not
Decade.
The, not the contents of their character.
Yeah.
Character
well, I'm playing as Decade, and I'm like, oh, this guy must have the best fucking show in the world. He must be
he's
the
got
coolest.
The best writer kick, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not just the best writer
but
kick.
Then,
he's got a lot
but
of
then
cool
then don't you
stuff.
Get in this weird, horrible place. You're like, oh, man, if only I could put this guy into this show.
Yeah, it happens.
Mm.
Well, I'm looking at Excel, and I'm like, is he from Double?
Axel?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't look like he's from Double,
he
but okay.
But he
yeah.
super is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'll take it from there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who said that? It was Wooly who said that.
Wooly said it.
It sounded like his voice.
Wooly of the past.
I'm trying to get all of our names in every time we do this.
So,
I see.
I spent most of the week horribly sick and dying with a super flu in bed.
But the charcoal...
Yeah, well, the thing about that is that's for bacterial infections, not viral infections.
Yeah, you can't fight the virus.
So it's
you
just
can't. There's
yeah.
no modern medicine that can.
You just needed to drink twice as much.
No.
You missed that part.
It's not bacteria. It's a virus. So
I think
it's
bleach
it's different.
Helps.
Bleach helps. Yeah.
So, trust me, I understand the snark and cynicism because I too feel that way when my mom says it. But
no, and also because you started to get sick and you went, but the charcoal.
Yeah,
though.
No, it's a bacterial fighter. Yeah. It's not viral. You know, that's what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Luckily, you got better like. In perfect time.
You
got better on the day that if you had been sick for one more day, problems would have happened.
Yeah, it broke when it needed to. And that's always a good feeling is when you're sweating like crazy and it's like that means your fever is breaking. So you're in pain, but it's good because you know the worst part's over.
You realize you're alive.
Yes.
Which is always helpful.
So in that time frame, I managed to go through quite a bit.
I bet you did.
I wanted to play things, but I did not have the fortitude.
The mental fortitude. You were just kind of, I'm going to guess like,
Yes.
Yeah,
the
okay.
testicular fortitude.
Right.
Yes.
So the best I could do was click play and or turn a page, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So that's what it was. So I rewatched all of Gundam 0079.
Okay. For a second there, I thought you were actually going to say I rewatched all of Gundam.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, so what's it like going all the way back to that?
Well, I did what I didn't do last time, which is I watched it dubbed this time, okay. So at least to get
well,
the
yeah,
difference
no,
there.
You need, you, come on.
And you
of
know
course.
What? It's fine.
Yeah.
The dub is totally fine.
Whenever I'm
watching... Are you watching it dubbed?
No.
Okay.
Whenever
I watched that part of G Gundam where the kid steals the Gundam. fucking moron.
When I'm not paying attention and I'm not fast enough hitting the buttons, occasionally it'll roll in dubbed and I'll be like, this sounds fine. Away with that shit.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, for the main characters, you really want to hear their Japanese voices because they're iconic at this point.
And they retain between series.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was just fun rolling back through that and like, yeah, remembering things that I totally forgot about. Like fucking, that asshole that just slaps around,
Slegger
that just slaps around Mirai.
All the time!
You know, and you're just like.
And then she's in love with him!
Like, oh, right? Shit like that. I forgot about how, like, besides the whole stupid monster of the day, format things that happened towards the middle towards end there, they have a bunch of episodes where it just cold opens on, all right, let's do our change formation, guys. We got to get the timing right this time. And it's like, why am I watching this? It's like, oh, sell the fucking toys. You got to sell the toys.
They do it for like 10 episodes in a row. It's
no matter what happened in the last one, even if it's like, oh, Amuro ran away from the base. He's not there
anymore.
We're
still going to practice this shit, though.
And then the narrator has to figure out a way to make it work. Like, ah, those days of practicing the timing of the combination attack are long gone.
Yeah, no.
Now that Amuro's ran away from the base. And it's like, you scam. Trying to trick Japanese kids into buying shit, but no, it was fun going back and seeing like a lot of that and just being like, yeah, man, this totally holds up.
Yep,
totally rewatchable.
And it has an extra layer of like, oh my god, that's so old and shitty looking. I don't mean in general, but like, there's some parts that are just like, brrr,
yeah, whoa. Yeah. And but just like a lot of the fear I had talking to people being like, I don't know, 79 might be too old. It's like, no,
you can totally start there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and then a couple of like moment of impactful scenes where it's like, it was only when we started going back up to that moment that I'm like, oh shit, right? Where, like, without saying who, you just get that, you get someone floating through space with a hole in their head.
Yeah.
And like someone else asks, does anyone have a problem with what just happened? Yeah. And everyone's like, that guy died a hero in battle valiantly. Long live him. Let's go on. Moving on, you know? Like, it was really.
And then one episode later, you get the awesome follow-up.
So, yeah, man. Super stands up. I also watched all of Gundam 00080.
Wait, which one is that?
That's
exactly.
The War in the Pocket.
Oh, that's War in the Pocket.
That's
okay.
The War in the Pocket. And I finally, that was one that I always...
How long is that?
It's 6 episodes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Short OVA.
Okay.
And I'd always lagged on it, and I never got around to it, and I went, and it's fantastic. Super good. Completely different in tone from everything else in any of the other Gundam series I've seen, because what it follows is, like, through the eyes of this elementary school kid.
Okay.
Who's living on Side 6, which is, like, the neutral colony, and shit's going down, battles are happening, but it's through the lens of some kid that's like, oh, man, yeah, war! Look at that cool suit! Oh, that Zaku's awesome! I hope it doesn't blow up my house!
Oh, my house!
Let's go chase it! And everyone's running for their lives, and he's jumping over bodies to go find the crashed Zaku. You know, like, it was really interesting to sort of see that play out the way it did. And yeah, just all in all, just short, fun series, and definitely is not important, but a nice bridge gap for chronologically for if you want to get into, you know, like the other stuff that happens in 81 or in 83 and so on. So good old Gundam action in there. You get to see another RX-78 prototype as well. I watched more Daredevil. I'm not finished yet, so I'll wait.
Where are you at?
I guess.
Matt, why are you tapping your wrist like a watch?
I was literally thinking, like, this motherfucker better have watched some Daredevil while he was sick.
No,
you started last week.
Exactly. Okay, and I will be done by next
week.
Did
podcast. You get up to, Did oh, you? Matthew, remember when we used to kick it old school?
Who's
Did you
that get, stick?
That's supposed to be Elektra.
Oh,
that's why I keep saying Matt too.
That's why he was making a girl voice.
That's my girl voice.
Perhaps not.
Did you see the fighting scene?
I did see
down the stairs.
No, he can't. That's in like episode 8.
No, I'm not there yet.
It's early.
No.
Well, either way, I'm not there.
No, it's in episode 4. So he's not that far in.
I'm
So you're 3 episodes in.
He has to be 3 episodes.
Okay. Still like 3 hours.
Maybe so. 2 episodes.
It is 3 hours, yeah. Thank you, Liam.
Still a lot of, like, I haven't watched a single episode yet, so
I watched it in one day.
I watched it on
I have
day
anime
day
homework to do.
I actually beat
I have anime homework.
Do, everyone's been asking for a spoiler cast.
Just waiting on you, Luz.
I watched
more important.
What you watch, man?
I watched another mecha show called Relic Armor Legacyum. It's a 45-minute OVA, one and done.
That's short as fuck.
And it is, you know what? It's just old 80s fun.
Yeah.
Annoying voices.
I remember I had fun in the 80s.
Cool
yeah.
mecha designs, interesting world setup, and like a mysterious location that... And there's basically this show that had promise, but because they just never got part 2,
mysterious
they never
secret.
Got a sequel,
yeah.
this cliffhanger ending is just going to live
sucks.
On forever, and that
wow.
it sucks. But if you just want to see a piece...
Maybe in 20 years, David Lynch will
oh, it's actually from 1987. Okay, yeah.
If,
so I was
maybe
like,
in
oh,
20 years, Gackt
yeah.
will if, say bring it back.
If, oh, wait, that 20 years was 9 years ago.
It feels pretty obscure, but if you ever feel like... It's on YouTube, the whole thing, and if you just want to watch a one-off of this one weird mecha thing...
This one weird mecha.
Check that out.
One weird mecha trick.
I've read some more Steel Ball Run. I keep saying it every time. This gets... more bizarre
yep.
than I could ever
what?
Imagine possible.
It's pretty bizarre.
Bizarre.
Like to the point where I'm like, this panel, like, out of context, JoJo moments are happening.
They start getting...
In context, they're not any better.
Yeah.
They're just as weird
yeah.
as out of context JoJo.
I suppose, like, it's got to get... Like, the only place it could go after a couple
well,
of series
I mean,
is weirder.
The show now. That's airing right now, part 4, that's when it starts to get super weird.
It's starting to head down the path of real bizarre.
You saw episode 2, of course,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So my girlfriend, when we were watching it, was like screaming at the bit where What's-His-Face destroys the dog and his owner.
Yeah.
Like the step-by-step destruction of these two.
The whole process.
And it just keeps going.
It's a process.
And there's like 7
yeah.
cuts. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You want to establish
super elaborate.
How insane
so,
your dude is?
So, oh, he's insane.
So people have said, Eriki, why do you hate dogs? Every dog in JoJo gets it bad.
Except that
and
one.
And Eriki replies, I love dogs, and I think pretty much everybody loves dogs. That's why I have villains do horrible shit to dogs.
Of course.
So you know yeah. those dudes are real bad.
It's the puppy test.
Yeah.
It's the puppy
Easy
test.
Easy as that.
And there's more coming.
There's more dog
There's
death
no,
plans.
It's a cat soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
And not that cat.
Not that cat.
The
cat.
First
the other one.
The first
the other
one. Yeah. That one's coming soon.
Yeah. So
like probably next up. No, in 3-4.
Please look forward to it.
So we got to talk about the intro and outro.
Wow, that intro sucks compared to the others.
Wow, that intro's awesome. I love it.
It's cool, but I feel like it's a pretty big step down.
So here's the
I
thing.
I also saw it. I thought it was okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a fine intro, but
I
compared to the
it,
others, get
I
out
watched
here.
It, and the moment I watched it, I was like, I love this. Everyone's going to hate it, and I know exactly why.
Well, for one, it's not CG, so it doesn't look as good as the
There's
others.
There's that part, but the other part is that I know that just the music and tone are all not what most people like, because it's not like rock and upbeat.
I don't
yeah.
think that song is nearly as good as I.
But rock upbeat yeah doesn't fit. Diamond is not Crash.
I think this suits the series. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
I think the aesthetic completely suits JoJo Part 4 better than that. Definitely. That said, I think the song is a little bit bland.
It's very bland.
It doesn't really stick out to me at all. And the animation is nowhere near
nowhere
as dynamic
near,
as
even
any
as
of the previous ones. Like, if you just watch any other opening, I will pick Stand Proud even.
Yeah.
Put that, watch that, and then watch it the fourth one directly after. Because my girlfriend was not having any of it when I was saying it's nowhere near as dynamic. But when you watch the two one after the other, it's very clear.
It's a joke.
See, I hate CG in anime
yeah.
because a lot of the time it's done shitty, and it's just a static shot
there,
with CG
of,
and it looks poor.
90% of the time, I would say.
Yeah. Less and less, thank God. But those openings take full advantage of it and have
the
camera panning
and
going insane.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think those were done by CyberConnect, actually.
That's a rumor. That's not true.
Oh, that's not true in the end? Okay.
That's been confirmed, not true.
Okay, cool. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, these shots are just way static and less interesting.
I will definitely...
It is a very nice opening, and I do like it.
The lack of CG definitely hurts it, and I watched all five back to...
You don't need CG. Right. Shots are static.
I'm also going to say that, the other thing is there's definitely way less meat in that intro.
Yeah.
But there's hidden bits, and there's lots of references, but there's way less compared to, like, End of the World, for example.
Yeah.
I don't feel that... I'm definitely not going to say that it beats the previous intros,
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel it does. The previous intros are just, like, fucking stellar perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I love it I especially love it because of how well it encapsulates that arc,
yeah,
the spirit of part four.
I think tonally it's there, but there are genuinely bad cuts in it I would not have done the same way. Like, what's his name? The kid who doesn't have
Koichi. Koichi.
The shot where Josuke comes in and does his thing, and his stand pops out from behind him, and then Koichi comes up next, and he stands in his pose. And nothing happens for 3 seconds. I'm sure there's a thing.
That's going to change.
I'm sure there's a thing, but right now it just looks stupid.
Yeah, that's going to change.
Okay, that's good. But you can do a better thing then, instead of just having him stand still for 3 seconds. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear you.
The shot that turned me off, and it's unfortunate because it's so early, is when it's just a Technicolor background, and then here's just the characters flying by the screen one after the other, like, crisscrossing the screen. Look, here's all the characters that are gonna have, like,
I got
it's a big step down from jumping off sound effects.
Yeah,
I got the vibe of the same vibe as Bloody Stream from it, in terms of, like, this is color and attitude.
There's so much more color in the Bloody Stream
and I disagree with go back to the radial moment where they're zooming out of the full shot of Jotaro and Mariah, and you're getting nothing but color explosions.
I don't think he's talking about number of colors.
I'm saying there's more color. Like, half of Bloody Stream is bright purple, bright green.
Yeah, no, I
bright purple in the, like,
I think it's debatable, but I definitely do think it's the weakest of the five.
Yeah.
It's the weakest of the
five. I think
five,
it's good,
but I love it.
I think it's a C-tier Persona 4 spin-off intro.
Ooh.
Well,
JoJo's just Chinese Persona. So.
Yes. No, but like, but Persona 4 is based off of this part, and that tone in their intros fits this arc, and now I'm looking at intros that are imitating, like, they're trying to do that, and they didn't do it as well as the copier.
The other thing is, I totally, like, the moment the music started, I was tapping my feet.
That song is terrible compared to the other songs.
Crazy Funky Bizarre Town, I'm on board, man. And now the ending, the outro
is great.
The ending's fine. Yeah,
it's great.
Fucking love.
No
that
problems
outro.
There. Yeah,
the outro's more static, though. If anything, so
yeah, outro.
Well, but all the outros are more static.
Yeah, so
it's an outro. It's a completely different set of expectations.
I was gonna say, like, I'm surprised that
the outro is supposed to be a classy end to your viewing experience, and in this case, it totally nails it.
Like, think about, like, Walk Like an Egyptian. It's not,
sure,
it's not in your face, you know.
You know, and nothing will ever be like, again, the roundabout strum. You know, we'll never get that.
No,
because
that shit is
ever.
That's another level.
And seeing that Savage Garden on Twitter are massive JoJo marks is for real.
Oh my god!
Wow, that's great. So did they know?
Yes.
Okay.
They were like, we're on. Honored to have been asked to
great.
Be a part of this.
Yeah.
It's like, what was he listening to at the
time? For anyone asking, I'm only saying that because Warner Brothers can literally just sign it off without them.
Yeah,
so I needed to
know. But they were like, you guys want to be in JoJo? Yeah! Like,
no, what
okay,
was Araki,
great. That's awesome.
What
man.
Was Araki listening to at the time of drawing this this part?
Yeah.
Fucking Savage Garden.
Put them in it.
Like, Savage Garden was like, we'll add to the length.
Dude, I started singing. Like, the moment it kicked
song.
In, I was like, no, wait, what? Oh!
So
I'm really
singing along with it.
I'm really excited for this part because this is. Oh, sorry, after you.
No, and I was gonna say, and then once you're done, loving that, rewatch that outro, and then rewatch it again.
Yep.
And then rewatch it because that has
everything.
Tons of shit.
Right. Okay.
There's so much going on there, and like there's a part where I stopped it right at the end, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, what. What are they doing here? What does this mean? There's going to be a second outro.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm super happy with that.
This is the part. It's only tangentially related, but so you're watching the Crunchy subs, right? And look, it's me, my stand, Shining Diamond.
Yeah, of course.
And my brain goes, oh boy, this part's gonna be fun in regards to that.
Uh huh.
Because well, wouldn't be the first time. So.
No, Liam, it's not even close. This part four.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like stuff like San Viento has been there already.
No, but
so.
Like part four is like everything is a bandit.
Yeah,
like, all of it. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and like part four has a lot of that. It has like a really, really ridiculous amount. But
it's my stand, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah.
But Steel Ball Run is the maximum of ever.
Oh, yeah?
Of all of them. Of all
is
of them.
Is it just because there's more characters?
No, it's because there's characters that don't show up that you never see that are other racers in the race when they look at the scoreboard and you look at the ranking board and it's just not.
Just a bunch of bands running?
It's just a bunch of bands! And you're like, there's a character named Kanye and we haven't seen him.
Who just
him
hasn't
yet,
shown up.
But he's there and he's got points and he's on the board. You know? So it's getting harder and harder to avoid this.
Great.
Yeah, but all in all, and the episode itself, like, what are you gonna say,
great,
man? It's just fucking awesome.
Absolutely.
Right?
Did you watch, Space Patrol Luluco?
I didn't.
Okay, it's great. You should watch it. You'll really like it.
Okay.
It's, by the writer of, Gurren Lagann, Kill la Kill,
yes.
Panty and Stocking.
Yeah, it's Trigger's next animation, right?
This and Kiznaiver are the ones they're doing this season. Mm-hmm. They're both probably the best this
Did
season.
Did that Ninja Killer one come out?
Yeah, it's all finished
it
and out.
It came out.
Yeah.
Was it trash? I never heard anyone talk about
it. Do you like Inferno Cop?
I do.
Well.
Oh,
like
shit.
It. Also, Lulu...
Inferno Cop!
And if you liked Inferno Cop, Luluco has basically Inferno Cop in
the
show.
Dude, I love
well.
Inferno Cop. Inferno Cop's a hero.
Anyway, both those shows are great, and you'll like them, Wooly, so...
Okay.
Luluco's, it's panty and stocking without the raunchiness.
Yeah.
Replaced with Space Police.
Well, I was gonna say, I like Inferno Cop, but remember, I didn't really like the other one.
Ninja Killer Man?
Blank and blank with blank. You know, but it was like that one short.
Oh, that was a short they did for an animation festival.
Yeah, for the animation festival.
Sex and Violence.
Sex and Violence.
Or something.
With something.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. No, that was like an animation festival.
Okay.
Thing, yeah. This is like a real.
Yeah, no, that you were right to not like
this
that.
This is the moneymaker.
Because it was bad.
Final thing. There is a webcomic I started reading as well. And
so you read all of Homestuck.
It's been a...
Start with the word kill.
Parse.
Is that one?
That's the one.
Fuck.
That's the one.
Dude,
have
the
you
name.
Started?
Just the name
okay.
alone is
so
amazing.
Guys, here, just the name of this webcomic is Kill 6 Billion Demons.
What
Such
happens
a cool
during
name.
That?
None of them die.
Not much.
Not much.
It's very peaceful, actually.
Yeah, okay.
All I'm going to say is I haven't read a webcomic in years. I've just tapped out of that entire genre. But this is a really fun ride so far. And it doesn't beat, but it parallels Saga in its world building.
Ooh, okay,
the
wow. Wor-
the world
building
is really good.
The web... Huh?
Well, at the
in
end
a,
of the...
In a like, webcomic.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, if you took Saga and delivered
no.
it one page at a time...
It's just one page
over
at a time.
An internet
oh, it's
thing,
one whole page.
Really a,
well,
yeah. One page, however many panels
when,
is needed
when
to tell the
web
story.
Comic, I just mean...
I
just
recently
mean, like,
watched a webcomic
yeah,
a couple,
no, it's pages.
Couple
it's nice.
Months ago called One Punch Man.
Sure.
So, and that was good.
Yeah. But no, world building on the level of Saga.
That's
which is immensely
an
impressive.
It's quite good. I don't know if it's quite as good, but it's up there. It's really good.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I'm not saying it's as good as Saga,
but it's up there.
But I'm saying the way you establish this world,
it's really
the
good.
Mechanics, what's happening, how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many questions you have, and like when it answers them, it's really fascinating.
I totally agree with you, by the way, on like just dropping off webcomics hard.
Oh yeah.
At some point, just deleting the little folder
well,
on your bookmarks
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys get to the point where you really liked webcomics in general, and you kept adding a new one to your daily rotation every couple of months, and you got to a point where you were blowing an hour every
no.
single morning?
I got no. to a point where I wasn't laughing at them
well,
anymore.
Yes, exactly.
That's what happened to me. I got to a point where I was spending an hour every morning and just like going through all of them as a ritual,
And then I did a couple months of that before I realized, like, wait, why do I do this?
Yeah,
I don't even enjoy these anymore.
Anyway, I'm like back like up to four, so.
I just did it because, like, I was working still in QA, and I just did it to keep myself.
You need some way to not work.
To anchor myself to reality.
No, to me.
But I'm like, I'm back up to four webcomics now, so it's like, oh, shit.
No, to me, that folder was huge, and I the last rotation I had, because I added a bunch, and then I was like, fuck all of these.
Yeah.
The final rotation I think I had was like Penny Arcade, Sinfest, and Nuclear Power. You know,
Nuclear Power still
only
ongoing.
Heard of two of those, yeah.
8-bit theater, you know, but
still ongoing.
Yeah, and the truth is that like I was just like I wasn't laughing, and then I was like, all right, well,
bring PDF
it's just
back.
Not, I'm just not there anymore.
Bring
exactly,
PDF and Castle VidCons back.
Castle
VidCons is on
those
forever.
Don't count. Those don't count because those are events in your life that happen.
Yeah.
You see them and then you go back to normal. Right?
That's right.
They
you
don't
try
happen
to forget.
On the regular.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same thing for
Castle VidCons isn't dead.
very rarely, and PBF rarely puts
he said he's pretty much done though.
No, but they won't.
I know.
I feel like Castle VidCons just pre-draws every situation in the world. Because like he's there within like a day.
Yeah. No, Perry
Hours.
Bible Fellowship, Castle VidCons, and A Lesson Is Learned, but the damage is irreversible.
Those
are three
good.
Unbelievable.
I never
webcomics.
So much cared for that last one, but I think it has the best title of anything I've ever heard.
I went
of.
Through all the PBF stuff with my girlfriend the other day, and like I forgot like a lot of the early stuff's kind of like shitty actually, but there's killers in there.
It's
but
my birthday.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's killers in there.
I always get,
but like some of the early stuff,
at
like
minimum,
pretty poor.
I get a smile to a chuckle, like
and
a
every
sensible chuckle.
And every now and then you go to the one where it's the techno Viking on the unicorn killing the guy, and there's a massive explosion, and it's the future people walking out of the movie showing World War II.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
Just,
there's good ones
just,
in there.
You just totally lose it.
That meme future. No, those three don't count because they don't happen regularly.
Yeah.
Are you guys pro or anti scub?
No, fuck scub.
Fuck scub.
Warning incoming PBF. Warning incoming. Like, that's what it is, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's me. Pat, what's going on?
Okay, well, I played a bunch of games I've been playing, so nothing new in Final Fantasy, nothing new in Pillars of Eternity, really, of note. I went back to Dark Souls 1 and started a new build that I've never played before. Jesus Christ, the scythe is really overpowered in that game. Like, it's fucking gonzo. But also, I'm like, man, Dark Souls 1 is still so good. It's still so goddamn good, even now.
If it just had all the little minor quality of life improvements that were added all the way along, it'd be... Yeah, I mean,
it's
still really good.
And
exactly.
The other part of it is like, god damn it, we are never going to get this design again. This limited fast travel design.
Why did you never tell me that it was originally supposed to be called Dark Hole?
I don't think it was.
You did. You made up this bullshit story that everyone called you out on.
No,
like,
it wasn't
no.
Supposed to be Dark Hole. It was supposed to be like
Dark Sign.
Dark Ring. That was
Dark
the
Ring.
Thing.
That's what you said.
Plague told me.
Everyone
that
was like, "That's not true."
The original name was supposed to be Dark Hole.
I think Plague is just trolling.
And then
Plague is literally messing with you.
Or he didn't sound like he was messing. He might.
He never sounds like he is.
Yeah.
Well, and then I saw that Berserk panel. And
yeah.
And there was that
Berserk. So there's that. Let me think. I watched a lot more of Gundam Zeta, and nothing else to add other than 2 points.
How far in are you?
We're in the Hong Kong section still with the Psycho Gundam. They're about to leave.
Okay, wait, because it's been a while. Has Karaba happened?
Yeah, no, they're doing Karaba stuff.
And okay, on Earth. That's all.
They're at Hong Kong.
Okay.
And a couple things to note. One, man, Amuro and Beltorchica just, wow, they just throw themselves at each other. Like, hey, who are you? I'm Amuro.
Yeah.
And then one episode later, Beltorchica is screaming at every character, I'm doing it for Amuro! I'm crazy! Like, whoa!
So...
Calm it down, lady!
Did it bother you at all that, in the end, Frau was just like, man, fuck that guy?
I'm gonna go do it.
Hang out with Hayato.
With Hayato. I actually got. I dug that
because fucking Amuro's way too busy.
I love it when the canonical, obviously after the end of the series, they'll get together. Don't. Or they get divorced, or whatever.
But they don't, because
Amuro's a weirdo,
and he's being too shitty and crushing on everyone for no reason, super hard.
Yeah, no. In the original series, every single hot like adult lady that Amuro sees, he just goes goo goo gaga over. And Mirai even calls him out in Zeta. He's like, "You still got the hots for Sailor, right? Why don't you go look that shit up?" And he goes, "Nah." And then a girl that looks just like Sailor shows up.
So that
and then he just immediately
this gets even creepier as time goes on.
Oh yeah,
but it's amazing.
Call me Char.
Yeah, I don't know. You might know things.
I don't. What? Okay. No. What?
All right. Well, anyway.
What?
It gets weirder as time goes on. But
Let me put the mask on you, Veltorska.
But. The fact that, straight up, and the thing is that makes that weird too is like the origins, the first episode moment of like, you see what happens to Frowl, and you're supposed to be like, how do you ever, like, let that kind of girl go?
Yeah.
After that happens, you're her only family left.
Yeah.
But Amuro's like, I want a MILF.
The blonde!
Yeah.
The not even a MILF. Sayla's like 19 or whatever. It's just, he's like a baby. And the other thing is that there is like a 6-episode stretch in which I honestly believe that every adult in the show kicks Camille's ass. There is a weird stretch in which every single member of the team goes into Camille's room where he's sulking, says something to him. He goes, I'm an anime character. And they just kick his ass. And it's great. And the weirdest one is Lee, the guy in the purple suit that runs the Hong Kong Caraba division, where Camille walks up and he goes, "Are you Camille?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then he just kicks his fucking ass, top to bottom.
So two things.
Oh.
One, tell me how you felt when Cats returned, and tell me how you feel about Cats now.
Fuck Cats. I felt when Cats returned, I was like, oh,
that's the little kid.
That's nice. And right back to fuck Cats. Fuck that. He is the exact person that I hate in this show that I got to dodge so far. Somehow this character didn't exist so
Cats
far.
Is
but
the
now,
he,
now he's back
worst.
And I want him to die.
And like the cool idea of the little child character that's a babby that grows up and is now able to participate.
No.
I'm down with that in theory on paper.
Yeah, because that was Amuro. That was whoever.
Totally,
you know that, right?
On board with that.
No, not this kid.
Fuck that kid.
Not this kid. And once again, guys, lock the suits.
Sure.
Seriously.
Sure.
It's stupid now. It's stupid.
Okay, I don't know how far in, but...
They haven't left Hong Kong yet, and they haven't beaten the Psycho Gundam.
Okay.
So... That thing has no weapon. That's the weirdest part.
Well, it's because
it's got the chest thing.
It's this whole. It's the yeah. It's
mind control.
The end of a Gundam series, and at least in many cases, often gets towards magic.
Yeah,
it just heads straight towards the level of magic.
Yeah, there's magic. There's a lot of magic here, and it's
very
weird.
How about the Hayakushiki?
Hayakushiki is cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's fitting, right? You're like, if he has to ride in something that doesn't look like a Zeon suit.
So there is a moment, and I'll fill you guys in because you obviously don't know, but Char, he always has his red or pink or whatever the fuck mechs. And there's a bunch of dudes with red mechs on the other team. And I assume at some point they're like, okay, we should probably change that, right? So they paint it gold, not yellow. Not metallic. This shit is glustery gold. And one of his teammates literally goes, "Man, the colors of your mobile suits always become really popular." But I look at it and go, "Really, man? Fucking solid gold?" Like,
hey,
come
if
on.
I can't fly red, I can't tell people who I am.
It's ostentatious.
You need to feel my ghost dick. You need to feel my ghost presence on you.
I really appreciate a bunch of characters that don't know that he's Char going, "Man, Char's a fucking piece of shit coward. Fuck Char."
Sure.
Like, right in front of his fucking face. I was like, yeah.
And how about that, like, elevation of not elevation, or rather, escalation of politics where Titans...
Yeah.
Good idea on paper. What the fuck happens?
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie doodle. There's one thing that I'm really disappointed on is in Gundam in general. I was really disappointed. I did some wiki reading about 79. And, like, there's a bunch of stuff that Zeon does before the war that's never, ever, ever gone into. The part where they gas all those colonies.
The gas colonies.
That's not ever mentioned in the stuff that I'm watching and, so far.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, but guess what?
What?
Titans gas fucking colonies too.
No, no, it's not about them. It's just, like, I feel like it will have given the viewer a much better feeling in 79, like, just how bad Zeon is, that Zeon, like, gassed 2 billion people. And then threw their corpse colonies at Earth.
Well, that's the idea of corpse colonies in general should give you an idea that it's like this used to have people in it.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't.
Those guys are dirtbags. There's a reason for that. And also, Wooly, I should settle something finally. I always had I'd be like, oh, fucking space Nazis.
Yeah. On principle.
I want to make it clear that I had a very limited understanding of Gundam, but even then, I now realize that every time that I said that, it was exclusively towards the Principality of Zeon. It was not towards
Spacenoids in general.
Spacenoids.
Okay.
It was against Zeon and their allies. See, because I didn't even know that Gundam had anything other than Zeon and its allies. Now, and I knew that Zeon had done a bunch of harsh-ass
would
shit.
Would you be willing to narrow that down to say the Zabbies and the direction?
No, I would not.
Zeom's Dekun, you'll fuck the original philosopher?
No, not the original. They were fine.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, the Cassavall's family.
Yeah, sure, those dudes are fine, but the war in which everyone is on board with gassing billions of people? If you're on that side, you gotta go.
Exactly. No, then we're on the same page.
And that paints Char in a totally different light. Because Char was on board with that. He was willing to let go of his revenge for this. For this team?
No. There's two important things. He never lets go of that.
Well, yeah, no.
And the only other priority he ever takes up in like, instead of the revenge part is
future for new types.
Future for new types. Exactly. So Char's not that piece of shit.
But yes.
And like, that's why, and like, people who are like, actually like, no, for real, Zig Zeon and stuff are all like, and in many cases were like, the original struggle was real.
Yes.
And that's what you and that's what we mean.
Sure. But the actual
what
principality
into,
of Zeon
that.
Through most of its lifetime is like, King's Abbey or whatever talks to his son. He's like, you know, you're a lot like Hitler right now. You ever hear of Hitler?
Yeah, yeah.
That dude, yeah, you remind me of Hitler a lot.
Never heard of him, but I am a disciple of Hitler.
Whoa. I'll show you the power of Hitler.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Exactly.
Fuck those bastards.
Sometimes there's good reasons to use a colony laser. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. In terms of video games I played a lot of Enter the Gungeon, which did any... Matt, you've been playing it?
I played about, like, 15 minutes of it.
Oh, that's it?
That game is amazing.
Not enough to, like, even mention it.
That
like,
game
you know
is
I mean?
Fucking sick.
It's really fun.
I am so bad at it. I am terrible at it.
It was fun to play it for the first time and have Pat say multiple times, oh, you just passed when I did that. Oh, you just passed when I... Oh, stop and do this quest for me. Oh,
yeah, wow, no, okay. That happened. And it's just like...
Twin stick roll.
I'm really, really bad at... there's something to do with bullet hell recognition patterns that my brain just goes... Bleh! But it's...
Not, by the way, this is like regular bullet
it's
patterns.
Not bullet
it's not bullet hell at all.
It's not,
well, some of the bosses can get bullet hell
looking.
Yeah,
the bosses are...
The bosses are where I have the trouble.
Did you play Nuclear Throne?
No, I played it after this, after Liam said this is like Nuclear Throne.
It is.
It's so good.
Very good.
It looks really solid. I really like what they're doing with the pixel art. The gun design is goofy. I really wanted to like Binding of Isaac. I really, really wanted to like it. But the Binding of Isaac first two levels is just a chore. And this feels good right away.
Mm-hmm.
And the music's great.
Well, like, spoilers, whatever. We actually, like, recorded a video for it, right? Don't spoil the video. And I wasn't like even excited to play it. You were like,
can we record this other shitty
game? And then we started playing it, and I took the controller, and I was like, oh man, this just feels fucking fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even buy it before the time, and I was like, shit.
It's really good.
Everything just feels really satisfying. And the role.
Because me and Wooly played it at PAX East last year, and we were like,
I got hands on at PAX, and I stood at that booth for a really long time. Mm. It probably was rude.
It has.
It was probably a bad idea. But you did it.
It has completely taken over my. I don't have enough time to play Pillars of Eternity right now.
Yeah, but fuck you, put this in.
So, like, it's like, oh, I did all the stuff I need to do at the house, but I gotta be at the podcast in an hour.
Yep.
So I got 15 minutes to burn. That's not enough for Pillars of Eternity.
I can squeeze in a match of Rising Thunder.
I can squeeze in a match of Rising Thunder. I can play 3 matches of Street Fighter. I can play a one run
whatever,
of Enter the Gungeon.
Yeah.
And it's killer. Also, Street Fighter's good. Except for that Alex.
Those Alex bugs are a problem. And I guess we can go right into the news from there. It's not really news, but...
So there's Alex bugs.
There's Alex bugs. Oh, no. There's one bad one, and there's one real bad one.
I don't know why you're so, like, up into this one.
And
the second one is nuts.
The gameplay one?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, this happened in Street Fighter 4 as well.
The first one is, like, annoying and kind of minor.
Yeah.
So but the second one is crazy.
Second one's bothersome,
and it's not the only type of its only bug of its type that's been popping up as well.
Mm.
There's a couple
of the Armika corner thing is super gonzo.
Oh, bummer.
There's issues where characters are getting player one side and player two side have a different thing happen.
So I remember when Ultra came out, like, a lot of Cody's moves were just going through people.
Some weirdness.
Like, yeah.
As far as I understand it, Alex's V skill is to roll back your game into a shittier version of it. That's true, right?
That's his V trigger.
So basically what happens is if you play as Alex and you go back to the character select screen and Alex is the
he has to be your favorited character.
That's what I'm saying is like, when you play and you go back to the character select screen and it's on Alex because he's listed
because he's
favorite.
Your favorite, yeah.
Or if you play a match that has I think it's like you can also have that happen if you pick like a second player goes to him and then it goes back to him or something along those lines. Like there's other ways.
The important is if you roll into the character select screen and starting on Alex.
You move to other characters and you're getting the pre-patched versions of the characters. You're getting the 1.1 versions of them.
Weird.
Crazy bug. Like,
and ridiculousness.
Dude.
Hard to find.
I was thinking about that the other night. Me and a mutual friend of ours were talking about it and we were like, finding that bug would be...
That's a wacky one.
Like, even if you got into the match, you have to perceive that the character
is back, and the changes are minor.
So
you have to test for them.
That's crazy bug.
So QA team went in, and then they picked every other character to make sure they play, and they showed up, and the characters played, but the version difference didn't get noticed, you know? So,
crazy.
That's a bad one. And then the second one, that's way worse in my opinion.
Yes, definitely.
In everyone's opinion, it should be, really, is sometimes when you do his V trigger skill, which lets you go behind the character.
It does a big clothesline. You end up behind him.
You go right into the throw, which should do a big German suplex, and it whiffs completely.
Yep.
When that whiffs, it shouldn't whiff, first of all,
but sometimes it does.
And when that whiff happens, you can no longer land that whiffed throw ever for the rest of that match. Furthermore, if you hit rematch and keep playing, you will never land it
you
again.
You have to exit.
In addition to that.
Until you exit the session and load up a match with a different character and then reload out.
Furthermore.
Hitherto. So yeah,
all your fight money gets erased.
So
gameplay issues like that, no good because landing a combo and then doing that means you didn't land it.
Yeah, no, that's a shitty bug.
I feel like this is not a defense because this is fucked up, but I feel like this is the reality for a new company, not a new company, but a company new to this kind of rolling out characters in
one
this
by
manner.
One.
Yeah, like I bet Balrog when he comes out this month. He's going to have something. It might be super minor and impossible to find, but something will happen.
There's going to be something. It's so hard to catch everything.
Because it's too soon.
Not a company that's experienced in changing the game every month.
Yeah, no, the stuff that they're going to start, like, they're catching it now, and you're going to see the results of them catching it in like two characters from now.
Yeah.
Not in the next one. Yeah. You know, cause yeah, that shit sucks.
And I have a strong feeling that once this is fixed, you will no longer see any weird version rollback bugs in the future.
Yeah.
Because they will now test for this. Because
well, now they'll fix the bug.
Why would they? No, but why would they even think to have tested for this scenario?
Yeah,
that doesn't happen.
And why would your QA team catch that?
Why? Yeah, no, exactly. Like, it's an insane bug.
So it's like, guys, we have to do the version testing phase.
Smoke test.
And the weird part is that usually when we do these types of things in QA, like you do like an integrity check on the files of the game to see if there's anything that changes with your patch. Mm-hmm. And when your patch clears and it says, oh, no, it's okay, everything in the integrity is fine, you, that should be good enough, you know? But, if all the previous data that was there still exists and just gets loaded in, then
which it should, because if ever they do a bad patch, they need to roll back.
You need to be able to roll back. But you'll never be able to completely know that your integrity is what it should be because of that.
And like, the reality is, like, I think both of us have worked on like games where you pick characters and stuff, like not necessarily all fighters, but when you get down to it, the QA team is never composed of like 90% people who know that genre through and through.
Who detect
you have your 10% of the team who like
are killers,
could get that and are killers, exactly. And then you have the 90% who could just be doing any game.
And at any given point, like half of those killers are standing up around the rest of the team, going, "Hey, try this out. Okay, you do that." Coordinating the stuff because they know, so they're the ones that have to coordinate it.
No, I find this bug fascinating. Like it's fucking tricky.
From a QA like trenches point of view.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
That being said, I don't know if I ever talked about it, but their rematch option that they added in ranked matches,
2 out of 3s.
Fucking fantastic.
It's great.
It makes all the difference in the world for matchmaking times. Because
also for that fight money growth rate.
But it's so much faster. It used to be 45 seconds to a minute to find a match, followed by a minute long match.
Yeah.
And now it's 45 seconds to get a match, followed by multiple minutes of matches.
No. Now I wait 45 and I get two matches every time.
99% of times, the people have rematched.
I have one minuscule complaint.
What is that?
I wish it was mandatory.
That is also it. But I get why it's not, because I've been paired up with people that I'm much higher level than, and I've absolutely annihilated them, and then they don't go for the rematch, because why would they? They would lose.
But now, this is what ranking is.
That's I always rematch with the people who destroyed me because I want to see something new.
I want to fight.
But I can understand the person that's just like, I'm just going to lose more ranking points.
You know, Killer Instinct has the two-tier system, which they successfully implement, which is once you get to the killer level, it's mandatory prior to being a killer.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Because I was going to say, like, could you imagine you pick up Street Fighter V for the first time, you're angry that there's no arcade mode, you pop into online as Ken, and then you lose, and you have to play again.
Yeah.
Like, it should probably be like, if you're silver or higher, it forces it or something.
And
but if there was
maybe,
a monthly...
No, probably gold or higher.
No, you need... The way the KM monthly system works is what makes that work.
Yeah. And from my limited experience, I'm only ultra bronze. The ranking system seems to be working because I'm having trouble getting into silver because the silver guys are better than I am. Mm. And the people in super bronze are not as good as I am. Mm. And whenever I find ultra bronze players, it's like, yeah, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be real.
Cool.
Because I suck. Because I'm not good at Street Fighter anymore. And I never was.
Switch back to Birdie.
I'm just as good. I was immediately as good with Alex as I ever was with Birdie. It was super weird.
I was talking to some players this weekend, and the truth is that like character loyalty is always something that I enjoy.
It's all well and good,
but let's be real.
Pick a top tier.
The King of Fighters. Select your order.
Yeah.
Select your team. Whatever. Pick your striker. You need three fighters to cover your ass. Because this game has answers for all of your best shit, you know? So get good at more than one character.
Speaking of King of Fighters.
What do you guys think? We got the reveal of Mui Mui and the Shadow of Yharnam.
Yeah.
The Shadow of Kanra Saibot.
So that little girl is from a pachinko game.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's from an SNK pachinko game.
That's kind of neat, actually.
Guess what?
It's terrible.
I like her.
What's terrible about it?
I think she's...
We all hate pachinko games.
No, but it's like, oh, cameo no. character, like, who cares? This isn't the pachinko game.
I also don't like her.
I didn't know that. I don't care. I think she looks fine.
Yeah.
I think she looks great.
No,
so,
same.
Since I already don't like her, this is just another log on the fire.
In fact, okay. I think it's cooler that she's from a pachinko game than nothing.
Oh.
Because I love when characters move between games like that. I find that awesome.
To me, more importantly, she's a fighter.
Yeah.
And she's doing moves.
No, she's pretty cool.
And she's doing fight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, Shadow of Yharnam Man is pretty cool.
Sure, I'll take that. Whatever. You know.
Wait, really? You like...
Oh, so we're not allowed to like the Shadow guy?
No, he's cool.
When did he say that?
I don't know. Whatever.
Because you went, yeah, okay, whatever.
No, he's cool.
Okay.
I have nothing
like
else to say about him. He's cool.
I don't think there is anything else to say about him other than
that
he's
wasn't,
cool.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That wasn't dismissive. It was just like, yeah, he's cool.
Because, like...
You're right. I did say whatever. You're right.
Because, I mean, I got nothing else to add. You look at him, and I look at it, and it's like, that guy's too cool. Like,
yeah,
like
I
he's
also feel that.
Forced cool.
I wish we
like
got,
they're like
yeah.
I want to make a character. What should the character be? Cool.
Yes.
And they write it on the floor.
There is that. You're right. You're super
me
right.
Of like a Kingdom Hearts character that hasn't revealed his face yet.
And like
that's super good. That's super good.
Like I can imagine him pulling off his face and he has some
Sora.
Bad hairstyle.
Oh no.
Right? His name is Kukri. And
Kukri.
But the thing about him too is that like. He's cool, and he's doing all the cool sound effects and all that stuff, but it's like, I wish... I like characters that are like that in the way that Lin was designed.
I bet
right?
he's another one of those
or
weird
Lon,
ninjas.
Or Duolon, for that matter, where you have, like... He's not just, like you said, forced cool.
Yeah.
You actually designed something, yeah. and you got some stuff going on. Because, yeah, hide a guy's face in a hood, and you got yourself a mystery man that can do cool stuff.
It's just Ash.
Oh, could you imagine?
That's an Austin, like, Vince thing, if I've ever seen one.
And all they have to do is that in one of his endings... They're like, why is it that you use sand? And he's like, well, because I can't use
fire.
And there's
anymore.
A tiny little green spark that comes
like
off his thumb.
For half a second, his voice cracks, and he's like, merci beaucoup.
Oh, no, no.
Take off his mask, and he's rock, but it's rock that's possessed by Ash's spirit.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you write.
That's
it.
A character.
Matt, three
characters in one.
Like a meme from back in the day on Higher Voltage that,
oh,
never,
yeah,
that never picked up any
Oh, this is a dank
anywhere.
Meme. Get ready, people.
Was yeah. just like...
get your dank shields up.
Shot of Q pulling off the mask.
Yeah.
Whose face is it? And then there's like 80 panels for who it could be.
Okay.
You know, it's Rose!
Gutsman's ass.
That's
man.
The best one. No, the best one was he pulls it off and it's
Q.
It's a tanned Clark from Maximum Impact Q.
Oh man!
Right, it's Black Clark.
That joke is for no one. That's for
that's
no
why
one.
Higher Voltage was the best.
That's for
pretty
you.
Good.
It's
only.
So inside.
Oh. I don't know why we're still messing around with the 12th trailer foreplay. Just get to Mai already. Literally, the pre-orders are being withheld until it's confirmed.
I think it's because they probably want to spend as much time in the oven with her as possible. Or they know that it's
important. Well, but it's also like you'd want to save her for...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess so.
Like, you don't want to put D-listers only in... Like, Choi as your last character
yeah,
announcement,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's like when we saw that Rumble and everyone was like, yeah, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Choi. Rey Mysterio comes out and we're like, that's fine, but...
Your frustration is supposed to be anticipation.
Yeah,
anticipation.
Yeah.
Anticipation.
You know what I hope? I hope she comes out and she has the more interesting secondary alternate outfit
from Maximum Impact. Yeah, man, Falcon was an all
That'd
bag.
Be ballsy if they completely changed her design. I'd be into that.
That wouldn't be ballsy. That'd be King of Fighters.
As long as they...
Yeah, but
they,
Mai has never changed her design. In a classic KO, her default.
In the main
her default,
one.
Her
yeah.
default,
yeah.
yeah.
But as long as... I hope there's alternate outfits in the game. I
Unless you
doubt
count.
There
yeah.
would be. There's so many characters.
Since it's 3D models, I think they're going
to
have alternate costumes.
I'd like to
It'd be a waste
so.
Not to.
I'd be way down with alternate costumes.
Granted.
That would take a lot of the sting off the ugly 3D models.
Yeah, because that's the benefit.
Yeah.
Is, yeah, they don't cost $1 billion to make anymore.
Yeah.
So
I get Wild Wolf
God,
Taylor.
Like, you better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It would, like, be, a, it would be a missed opportunity if they
And hey, SNK, that's a way to
else.
Make tons of money off of whales
Dude,
like us.
I would love to see, now that SNK is back to doing games, I would love to see their 2016 line of here's SNK characters from every game as like cameo costumes.
Cosplay line.
Would you pay for...
Like Maximum Impact.
Like SNK always used to do, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, would you pay for team costume packs, like Team KO, like Team Fatal Fury, Team whatever, and it's like, I don't know, $5 for three costumes for one team?
If the game is fun, I'd buy them all.
Yeah. Sell them for $1.99 each, $5 for a team, and then
like,
some
hey,
crazy
Wooly,
one.
Me and you got everyone. Saved on the fact that you can't even buy costumes in fucking Street Fighter yet.
Yeah, but it's coming.
I went.
You can.
Well, everything's coming.
If you level up your character,
you can buy the story costumes.
I really need, like, they really need to come out and tell us whether or not we're going to be able to buy colors 1 through 10. Because getting the good Alex colors was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Fuck. That sucks.
I got a good tip, though, for going through hard mode.
Cheat?
No.
Okay, that was the tip I got.
Oh, it was just play with fight request on.
Okay.
And when a fight request happens, if the round is going bad, accept the request, get kicked back out, and you get to redo that.
I can send you my tip if,
oh,
you,
it doesn't
if you
just
want
force
afterwards.
You?
Oh, speaking of which.
It doesn't just force you, it just asks you, do you want to take the request?
The request pops up, and it's you can go, another fight's coming your way right away.
Yeah.
Or it can do ask mode, where you have to press start.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
And confirm that
would
fight.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit then. Yeah.
Speaking of which,
because I know with Ken and Ryu, if you literally just mash medium DP, you can get through hell, no problem.
Hell.
Never do anything else. Just mash medium DP. Don't think about it. They can't think about it. They can't fight you. You will win.
Can you double down all the time, too? Probably not.
No, that's dodgy. You still need to, like, heal and stuff, but DP only. You'll win.
We talked about it a little bit when we streamed it, but now that I put some time into it, my Hisako's at level 40 now, so I need 9 more to get her.
Fuck you, you're not going
to
get
her
it.
Color. The
He's
final
doing it.
Red, oh! Just her red skin. When she's all bloody. Because
you have XP boosters now, so you can actually do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. I forgot
you have
about
to
this.
Win those Super. Matches at level 40.
No, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
All you have to do is play the character.
Oh, shit. Do it. Do it, son.
That's all you need to do to get colors.
Okay, so we've also got.
Now that everyone who hates fighting games is no longer listening to the podcast.
Now that you're all gone, we can talk about the fact that, yay!
Fighting game news.
We got a word that Titanfall 2 is happening, and we're going to get more information.
We're going to get swords. That's what we're going to get.
We're going to get swords, and we're going to get information on June 10th.
I feel like adding swords is more than a visual change, because the increased reach has to mean, like, a design change.
If you've played it for one match in a Titan, you know exactly what
I would
that
just
means.
Be happy if there's, like... Awesome. A little baby, tiny, at least single player thing with a nice, tiny little story.
I'm sure
that's all I
I'm
care
sure
about.
They're
but
actually
going to
have a single
swords
player.
Swords in it too.
I think they're going to have a single player campaign.
Did you see the teaser, Wooly?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to ask because you played the story, right?
Yes.
To me, I haven't played the story. To me, it felt like it was like a different vibe. But did that feel like more or less what the story was like, and like a continuing point to it?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Because I felt like it was a bit different, too, but I wasn't sure.
What was similar and accurate is the fact that you are fighting in stages where creatures are, like, just walking around.
Yeah.
And, like, sci-fi is happening
Okay. Yeah.
In some interview, they described that the plot of Titanfall 2, which makes me think that the game will have an actual story component, is going to be something like sci-fi versus magic.
Yes.
Which
I can see that easily happening.
Fine.
Okay.
Because again,
I'm in.
It's some of those settings are
get
just,
in the wizard suit.
Some of those settings
Yo!
Are.
Yo! That'd be sick!
I put on my robe and wizard hat.
So tech wizard
I
hat.
I cast level 3 Dick of the Infinite.
It's only level 3.
Spread the battleship that is her ass.
It uses all of my batteries. What I was going to say is some of those stages are just destroyed cities and shit. But the stages that are not that are stages where, you see fantasy creatures just running
like
around.
Like the phantoms from Final Fantasy Spirit Within just
this backpack's
outside.
Alive.
And you can't ignore them. So.
The final spirit can of coke.
Okay, because I was kind of like intrigued by it in that sense where I was like, I think this is different,
final
but I don't know.
But I mean, that looks like the opening shot of like a longer...
Yeah, exactly.
I would,
very keen to see
I would
it, though,
love to get
sure.
in on Titanfall. Titanfall was like the one game with the still
isn't the PC version
now you can because it's on
it was on
platforms.
Origin and I didn't want to do Origin and then I got Dragon Age Inquisition on Origin
Dragon Age
and then I was like
you can get it on your 360
and then I was like no and it's like
Get it on your 360.
I want to play with a PS4 controller against console really good. Players.
Start with Dragon HIV? No? Okay.
Did I misspeak? Or you just...
You said Dragon AIDS.
Oh, well.
I heard AIDS, but...
Well, that game's not very
That's
good.
That's a tough form of AIDS.
Yeah.
Resilient.
Resilient.
Yeah.
Can't Ancient.
Just, can't just inject the magic
That's
on
the
that.
Sequel to that Dragon Cancer.
Hell, jeez. Oh, man.
Magic Johnson's Dragon.
Dragon's Magic Johnson.
What else we got?
The Dragon Dildo on sale now.
We gotta stop this now.
Or double down.
No. What else
I saw a fantastic comment recently that's like, why do we even have Mr. Snip Snip if Deus Ex episodes like this are coming out? Yeah. And I feel like we're having that moment now on the podcast. Why do we even create that character?
So,
because he's a gimmick. He's not he's not an actual character.
One of my favorite things in the world is... The fact that Mike Tyson's Punch-Out
is good
is the gift that keeps on giving.
So what's new? Mm.
This game has so much tech and depth in it, and people have been mining it for years.
So many systems.
And we just found a new one.
Just a few years ago, too, there was one just like this. It's crazy. Yeah.
So we just found a new one.
Apparently,
where...
if you toil the earth, you can get Zenny.
Basically,
there's microtransactions.
There's two visual cues in fights, in the Sandman fight and the Ball Bill fight.
It's where, a guy with a camera flash.
Where
not this one. That's a different one.
This is the original.
Sorry. Yeah, you're describing the camera flash one. Yeah.
I got confused. This is an audience member in the background that the moment this character in the background in the fucking generic like crowd
layer of human faces.
He ducks his head down. And the moment he ducks his head down and goes back up, if you press the button, at that moment, you will hit the perfect hit to knock the guy out in one shot.
What?
Well, to be clear, people already knew about the perfect timing to knock him out in one shot and did that
consistently. But they didn't know that there was a visual indicator.
There's a very... It's like, it's like 3 pixels. It's crazy.
But
it's consistent.
That was for Bald Bull. But they didn't have the Sandman one.
Yeah, at the time, yeah.
And so now we got that. And if you just look at that guy in the crowd, and the moment his head goes down, bap! That's the exact moment he's coming at you.
This also
with
works
a special
for Piston
punch.
Honda, I believe.
Sorry,
well.
not Sandman.
Not
was,
Sandman.
I
yeah.
meant Piston
That's
Honda.
Why I was confused.
Sorry,
yeah.
I meant Piston Honda, not Sandman.
Because there's the camera flash one that Matt was talking about. That
That's
what
Bald Bull.
I think is on Bald Bull.
For just his Bull Smash. But everyone knew how to do that.
Yes, the camera flash was for Bald Bull, but this guy, the ducking head.
The beard man.
The ducking head is also for Bald Bull.
What's the other bullshit we know that Max lefts do slightly more damage than
rights? Lefts do more damage than rights. Dude, there's a whole. There's ton. And there's a really great YouTube video that I wish I could link, but I don't have the name on it. But like, the truth is that, yeah, you can go find some YouTube videos on this. If you go to the GameFAQs forums, you can find dudes still talking about
an active community of people breaking this shit down.
Trying to mine Punch-Out for new tech.
When it's a game that's based all about how fast can you do it, these things will always happen, like Metroid and, you know, whatever.
And the fact that the game is fucking amazing is just cherry on the
bonus
the fucking ice cream, you know? So, yeah, man, every time a new Punch-Out story comes out, I get really happy.
Yeah.
We've also got confirmation that Let It Die is going to be playable at PAX.
Cool.
We've got footage of Let It Die, and...
All Liam had to say to me is, like, so you can just suplex people, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
It's not even a suplex. It's what's that side one called again? I always forget.
Everything is a suplex.
Sidewalk Slam? A suplex. He just doesn't grab him from behind. He grabs
like
him
side
from the
suplex.
Side, like, and...
Okay.
But it's like a suplex... I don't know. But you saw it. It was like
a
suplex.
Guess what? It's a wrestling move at the end of the
day. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm excited to play it and either hate it or love it because I don't see it being in the middle.
My opinion will change greatly depending on whether or not a Lily Bergamo costume is available.
Is available somehow.
I think it looks pretty good. I mean, like, certainly looks polished after all this time.
We need to really see, like, a level of it in play. You know,
yeah, for sure.
I want. That's why I want to play it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
if
it's fun just to play, then I'll forgive all the weird free to play online stuff that it seems to be about. Unless they've added a single player thing, which would be awesome.
Well, the story is built into it.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe
like
it's
not single. No. This is like new info. The story and the multiplayer are like intertwined. Mm. And he said the story is very much in line with his normal stories for his games.
Which is so it's batshit stupid.
Yeah, with the full moon and stuff.
I hope that the change in like marketing and I guess like design
aesthetic
is not based on like them not having faith.
Well, they said a long time ago it wasn't working out, so they switched to Let It Die. Like,
You know what I don't like?
But they said it's also pretty much the same game.
I don't like when a game has not been released yet and actually has no release date. And I know it's a weird thing to not like, but I don't like seeing a developer diary or whatever where they're already wearing t-shirts of the game that's not a, like, I know it's for the devs, but I'm always like, the game has no release date. Like, you're wearing t-shirts advertising the game, and I'm just like,
is it similar to that feeling you get when a year before a game comes out, they put out the esports trailer for a game?
Or when they say, this is the first in a planned 3-game trilogy. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's never worked out.
The esports one is my favorite version. Remember Evolve talking like way before the game came out? So we're really planning really hard for esports.
But if you're a dev tech and you've been on this project for 2 years,
it means a lot. Yeah.
You can wear it.
No, I get it. But like seeing it in a dev diary and like,
just rubs you the wrong way.
It just rubs me the wrong way.
Okay.
There's no real reason for it. I just find it strange.
So, Pat, you just mentioned that, by the way. And, like, so Evolve, at the end of the day, is kind of tailored to that, because that's kind of the thing. It's, like, two teams. The other day, I saw the fucking Homefront The Revolution stream they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
It was...
I wish the camera could pick up the size of my grin right now.
The game... Okay, I mean... It played all right when I played it at whatever that convention was. PAX Prime last year. Played all right. It was fine, actually. But watching this, like, it was a 4-player co-op mission where they had to get to the end of the mission and complete all the waves of enemies along the way. Watching this 4-player co-op mission as they failed multiple times in a row, and these 4 players weren't the one talking, but they had 2 esports style commentators.
Shoutcasters.
Over a 4-player co-op mission was baffling.
So they were calling shots and
baffling
kills on a...
No, they were struggling, is what the commentators were doing.
Wow, that's fucking weird.
It was not good looking.
They didn't have competitive up.
It wasn't competitive, and that's not a planned feature.
Then that's very confusing.
For the co-op, that's not a planned feature. There's multiplayer, but...
So, that's what I mean,
and here comes the AI!
But it was co-op, exactly, and it was...
These guys shoot red barrels.
They didn't have the mode that maybe shoutcasters would be more appropriate for ready, but they're like, but we gotta get it going.
And they were just switching between screens, too. They didn't have, like, an overall view.
What sounds like a poorly planned event.
And it's like, you could make that work, like, a co-op thing that has that kind of esports thing, but this game did not have it.
What is that first-person Resident Evil game that's not Umbrella Corps?
There's another one, whatever. Isn't it Umbrella Corps?
There's a new one that hasn't come out yet.
Oh, is it the VR thing?
No.
Umbrella Corps.
It's Umbrella Corps?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's the one that's not Chronicles.
The one that's not Chronicles, but come on, it's really just a sequel to Orc. One of the preview coverages for that game
was that
is they just released like 10 esports matches with commentary that were just the worst.
And it was the commentary.
Worst.
Like the game looks fine. The commentary was like
early and fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But the commentary
was bad on those, I remember.
God damn it.
You can't help but get that feeling that like you're afraid that this is going to look like another first-person shooter that's forgettable, and you're trying to force its competitiveness.
That's what Homefront The Revolution looks
so
like.
Woolly.
And you're trying to force its competitive angle on people because you've got nothing
else. Here's the deal, Woolly.
And it was a co-op.
Instead, you force it to look like a generic competitive first-person shooter that has esports elements.
Yeah, it's tough to toe the line, but everyone's fucking it up.
And it's like, you know what? Some people get a free pass. Street Fighter gets a free pass. StarCraft gets a free pass.
But they don't
Counter-Strike
have to force it.
Gets a free pass.
Yeah, they don't even have to force it.
They don't have to force it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It just happens because the games are competitive.
But I mean CSGO and StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
Games that were built and they said, hey, this is the replay.
Because everyone's willing to accept it instantly.
Because it is just assumed by everyone that, yes, this will become an esport, right? But if you're starting a new or rebooting like something like Homefront or Operation Raccoon City or whatever, just fuck off.
I'm interested. I don't think this is going to happen. To be very clear, I don't think this is going to happen. But could you imagine they rolled... Resident Evil Umbrella Corps into the Capcom Pro Tour.
What
the
fuck?
I do not think this is going to happen. Well, but could you imagine, like, they did that?
It's for pros in all games.
And then they have Monster Hunter Versus on the side and shit. And...
No, imagine for a second, if you will, if esports really, really dug itself. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
But it really, like, all right, folks, we're all they're setting up their games. Oh, great. We're at their Her Story Nationals. Oh, yeah. Nice one. They pieced together the first piece of evidence. Yes, yes, that's true.
Good
She's
search
a twin.
Query. Good
She's
search a, query.
Oh, good. Oh, here they come. Here they come. They're catching.
Fucking, yeah, no. This is embarrassing.
That Dragon Cancer Nationals.
And whenever you have so to, whenever stupid. You, again, whenever you have to, like, show off your gameplay and you can't just let it speak for itself, you've got to get a shoutcaster over it.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
If you're concerned that your gameplay doesn't look good and you think your trailer is not quite perfect with shoutcasters on it, don't post it.
Because you know what it is?
Don't post it.
You know what it is?
Delete that audio layer.
It's too late. It's live. It's live at an event.
Yeah.
You're trying to create a context. And there's no reason for it.
My favorite alternative to that is like what you get at Tokyo Game Show, where like every company has like a scheduled stage event.
Yep.
And unfortunately, they're in Japanese, so I don't take a lot away from them. But this company gets on stage for an hour, 2 hours, and they just play through each of their games with the directors just talking about their games and
hanging
stuff.
Out.
And it's like, yeah, that's
and better.
We get some of those where we'll get like a 10-minute video with the director and a little interview. But I really like that live setting on a stage with the fans around.
I totally agree.
And they're just talking on
you know
stage.
What's,
cool.
You know what's the opposite of that? That's
what?
The worst
what
in
is
Japan?
The, what is the opposite of that?
Hey, we brought this into a TV studio so that this idol can play this game badly and get nowhere while everyone around them goes, oh, sugoi.
Picture
and
in picture.
And you see nothing.
Yeah.
I remember the...
Zoom in on that face.
The very first gameplay demo of Dark Souls 1 was just this arduous broadcast. Yeah. Just, it was the worst.
It's always a dude. It's always a dude with glasses sitting next to the most attractive woman in the world, and they're just looking at gameplay footage, and you're not, you can't look at
but
it yet.
Hold on,
but they're freaking
hold
out.
Hold on, 15-minute dance break. Like,
wait, stop, wait. What are the other people on Nico Nico thinking as they watch this? I need to know.
WWW.
Overlay that those comments on the video. I need to know what others are thinking right now. I don't know what to think.
I mean, okay, it's not our culture, but I'm assuming there no one freaks out as hard as like North Americans would. But let me just see the fucking game. I'm sure over there it's like very polite not to ask where the gameplay footage is.
I have a strong piece of advice for any of the people doing everyone the service of restreaming Nico subs as Nico streams through some other service. Please turn the text overlay off.
Yeah.
Please turn the text overlay off.
But how do we know when everyone's laughing?
Please.
You know what? It's a visual laugh track.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a visual fucking
which
laugh.
Which is in addition.
No, it's Twitch comments, dude.
But on Twitch? The, but
no,
like,
I know. But it's the same thing.
He's right. It is the same thing.
It's just Twitch comments.
Yeah, it is, but on the video.
But, okay, why do you keep Twitch comments on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you turn Twitch comments off? It's the same thing.
But you can't turn them off. Or can't
the positioning's a little different, but it's the same thing.
Hey, Wooly, in the videos we've uploaded of streams, the comments are on the video.
In the first one, because people ask me to put them there.
But why are they on the video?
Because people ask me to put them there.
Yeah, exactly.
Personally,
it's the same difference.
No, but here's where my attitude
you're right,
changes.
Japan is right about everything, Liam.
No, it's not.
but
no, they're not.
Liam, the difference in my attitude, though, is the fact that one is at least separated into a different area, and the other is on the gameplay.
It's a separate but
no,
equal
just,
area.
Like, there's an off button.
I know.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm saying in general, by the attitude of, like, if you're watching TV even, and they have the shit scrolling over the fucking footage, it just, it's so
but also,
ridiculous.
Also, the thing about that stuff, and I feel
and obnoxious, because it's on top of the footage.
I feel like Watamote totally nailed it, where she's watching some, like, voice actor talk or whatever, and then he makes a joke, and Tomoko just stares at it with her dead eyes and just starts mashing the W.
Like when I'm watching TGS or whatever, I kind of like having them on because it's like it's fun to see the pops a little bit.
Not
especially
because
you don't
the
get the pops in Japanese audiences.
That's
like,
true too.
When you watch E3, you hear the crowd clap and you hear them boo when AT&T is a provider. And
the most life, but the most life you'll get is watching those girls freak out at the JoJo billboards downtown.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
The video billboards. Dio showed up.
Like, I would never
want
to watch.
That's the noise you've been practicing.
Like, I would never want to watch a show with that on or anything, but like a press conference or whatever, like a live event, was fine.
I don't think there's a single thing I can think of where I would prefer it to be scrolling over the footage as opposed to in a bar on its own on the side. Or just not there, perhaps. 50 Cent might be a part of Predator.
Fuck. What?
No, 50 Cent is telling people he might be part of
Predator. Is he acting as the Predator?
No, he's just going on radio stations like, yo, man, I might be in Predator. And they're like, really? He's like, I don't know. And he did it twice. He went on two separate radio stations.
I'm in Predator.
He just started saying it.
But this is how some actors, especially someone who's in 50 Cent's thing, where it's like he doesn't have a lot of money
I'm
anymore.
I'm broke now.
And then you hustle.
Yeah.
I'm in Predators. And then, the producers of Predator go, is he?
Get killed
Let's
by
get him.
Yeah. Get killed by Predator or die trying.
What would you rather see 50 Cent do? Would you rather him...
Blood on the Sand 2.
Fight the Predator, not fight the Predator, or be the Predator.
No, I
fist fight the Predator.
I think that 50 Cent should take the role of the...
Dylan.
Of the role that King Wooly did in Predator 2, which he's 50 Cent, or a 50 Cent analog, and he's a tough badass.
And he's like, yo, man, there's some shit happening.
He's got his crew, he's got his entourage... And the Predator, like, tears through him to show how scary the Predator is.
And
the Predator murders him super
and 50
fucking
Cent's
hard.
Like, well, at least I died trying to get rich.
And he tears 50 Cent's skull out, and it's Crystal.
That'd be cool.
It's Crystal Skull.
That'd be cool, but
clever booking.
I think we're more likely to get, like, Predator chases someone into a 50 Cent concert, and then... Perhaps, like, they end up on stage.
And then 50 pulls out his gun, and then the Predator kills him.
Everyone
quickly,
thinks it's,
Predator hit
everyone
that
thinks it's part
ramp.
Of the show, and then, like, Predator just freaks out
and then
kills
Predator,
him and all his
Predator
guns.
Grabs a mic.
Yeah.
But then he can remix
bars.
People's voices he's, super easily by himself.
He's the
boss
he's
his
of
own
the
mixtape.
He's a beatbox
he's
and mixtape from
and
space.
Mixtape
I'd go see that show.
Yo, so I'd then, go see Jerry and G Unit.
Yeah, and he adds to his fucking Talk Boy the 50 Cent sound
talk
clips.
Boy.
I got shot in the face.
The Predator Talk
I would
boy.
Love a movie that just started off like a serious Predator movie and then just went wildly off the rails
so
and,
like Predator...
and became about 50 and Predator on tour.
It's like young Predator is trying to buy stuff with his dad's credit card. Credit card? No problem.
yeah, that's the good stuff.
It's pretty good.
Good hustle, Fitty.
I'm still really pissed that this Predator movie is not coming out to like 2018.
You'll be dead. Don't worry about it.
I know. I was looking at it. I'm like, there's no way I'll
you
survive.
Wake up and you're like, oh, I feel like shit today.
I'm probably going to die.
I'm going to die before
not
this movie.
Not going to see the new Predator movie.
That's how I felt about Final Fantasy 15. We'll see.
You know what sucks?
You might make it.
Yeah, it might.
Well, speaking of things that make you get excited and then you go, but oh.
What?
You look and it's like God of War 4 art leaks, Norse setting pictures.
This is exactly reaction.
Wasn't this last week
live on the podcast?
You got to hear this reaction from Wooly.
And then you see the pictures and everything, and then there's Kratos.
So I wanna break
in
down
the Norse mythology.
I wanna break down the moment more clearly because it did happen last week on the podcast,
it
right?
Did.
Yeah.
And it was Liam goes, breaking news, there's God of War pictures, and you were in the process of handing Wooly the phone, and Wooly had not gotten to see any of the photos yet, and you said, yeah, there's Kratos, and he almost just gave the phone back to you without looking at it.
Here's the thing, though.
Like, it's, oh my god!
I would rather you be in a new mythology and have a new hero, because I'm done. I'm fucking done with Kratos. But if you can only do one of those things... I'd rather it be a new mythology rather than be Greek mythology again.
But that's a false choice. That's
exactly. Yeah. If someone over there thinks that they have to use Kratos, fuck you.
And even then, they're using a completely different
have
look for
balls.
Kratos. Kratos lost his white ash thing, and now he's just a cool looking black guy.
Have some fucking balls, man.
So that question's answered finally.
I mean, Kratos is popular.
Sure.
On the basis of have some balls, like,
yes.
Kratos is popular.
He,
they're
but,
not using
but,
him.
For
the sake just of for integrity. That.
Here, no, here's
even
what,
a little Willie, bit of it.
Willie, I can call,
but that's like saying Uncharted 4 just arbitrarily should have a different protagonist because you don't like Nathan
Drake.
Well,
that's why they made Tomb Raider.
But that's not it, though.
But
because
it's not the same guy. I mean,
because
come on.
In a game like God of War, where like the setting and theme are way more integral to the like the whole thing.
Integral.
To the
Willie,
yes,
I have something that will just
there's a difference there.
Qualify this for you. It makes perfect sense. Kratos is Roman Reigns.
Yes, I was just thinking this.
Okay,
yeah.
The people in these circles, the people that are mad obsessed that supermarks, yeah. We hate Kratos. But the average fan at home watching the TV who writes in those polls that WWE keeps saying
watches NASCAR.
That person likes Roman Reigns and Kratos.
See, here's the thing, though. It's like I actually think keeping him around, regardless if he's popular, is damaging the brand in the sense that the last God of War game was poorly reviewed because they are shackled to this character.
I think
they are shackled to this mythology now.
I
think keeping Kratos and changing mythology is literally the best thing they realistically could have done with marketing and storytelling.
I think we all know the last God of War was definitely a bit more than a bit of a misstep, Ascension. Even like sales wise, it didn't light it up.
It was God of War.
It didn't light it up
in
all regards.
Gears of War Judgment were like released
both
within
like
a month.
The same kind of game.
Both
like
kind of just went like, yeah, exactly.
My biggest problem with Kratos is like you're trapped.
They're both prequels too.
You like. He's there's nothing left for that character, and there wasn't all that much for him in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I all I'll say is like I think in regards to like the series performance and stuff, I think in like PlayStation's newfound success and like their crazy momentum they have, I think they'll do great. And I think unfortunately, like it'll do way better than Ascension by default.
Could we uncrazy Kratos maybe? Could we uncrazy him?
You know, by maybe we'll even get there and it'll be a different Kratos.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sick of
no
his design.
There's no
but his design
it.
Is still always visually striking.
Yeah. But it's a totally different
design. His design
now.
Is good.
Yeah, like he's got a beard and all this stuff.
And the ash is gone.
So Polygon's saying this is real, but like, that's a bunch of screens. That's the only people
that are saying it's
super real.
The people who leaked the art, I don't remember what they were called. They're account on Twitter just got taken down.
So it's then
super
so,
real.
Yeah.
It's the realest.
And there was someone else corroborated it too, so.
God.
But I'm excited
it's
for Norse mythology, though.
Yes, definitely. And the art was really nice. So.
I don't think we ever got it proper. There was fucking the game.
Sword Art Online.
No, the human game.
Sword Art Online.
No.
Oh.
Silicon Knights one.
Yeah.
Too human.
Yeah, that thing. That tried
there was
to do
Rune.
It.
I want to fight some obscure Viking monster that I've never heard of.
Yeah, I want to fight Grendel.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's not really Norse. But
yeah,
that's
close enough.
They'll do it.
That's close enough.
They threw lots of Roman
Reigns. Sweden and Finland and Norway, they're all basically the same country.
Roman Reigns fans,
Bork.
It's all their fault.
So to get out of the fucking stadium, right, you have to go through this gigantic underground passage that takes on forever.
But Roman's standing at the end pushing you back. No,
it's a huge throng of people, like everyone's shoulder to shoulder. And behind everyone, there is a chant that goes, "We love Roman." And then it was like, by the voices, maybe five people that were all together.
And there were 12-year-olds.
And then everyone else goes, "No, we don't!
Roman
and you,
sucks."
And then you hear, like,
the reverberations.
You hear, we love Roman. Like, it got Roman less sucks. And less powerful as it went.
And they
"No,
stopped.
We don't!" It was hilarious.
You shouted it down with your power.
Your manpower.
The Roman Reigns fans are the ones that voted for the Sword Art Online OPs as the best OPs.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about this.
And fans of good anime.
Yeah. Sorry about this if you're listening, Maguma, because I'm not sure if you saw Maguma was like, "I like Roman Reigns," and I was like, "Dude, I'm so sorry."
I've been like watching a fuck ton of Mother's Basement videos and like catching back up, and I went through that Sword Art Online one,
dude.
Oh my god, I can't believe how fucking nothing
that was. What it was like,
really, you have a taste, but you need a big mouthful.
Oh.
You need to get in there.
I'm so happy about...
You need to feel it.
I'm happy about all the spoilers I got by watching
it.
You should just watch Sword Art.
I will never.
Never?
I will never.
So put Sword Art
Dude,
on...
Dude, you're lost, bro.
Put Sword Art on the shelf next to Binary Domain.
Yeah.
It ain't
As
happening.
Good things Wooly hates.
Good things I hate. All that good
and
shit
And Binary
about,
Domain goes on a higher shelf,
What's it fucking
too,
called?
Like,
what's the gun season called?
GGO.
Yeah.
Gun Gale Online.
All that Gun Gale quality content that I'm missing.
Gun Gale is nowhere near the worst.
Yeah, no, like, Alfheim is the worst.
Alfheim is the nightmare.
But Wooly, you don't understand. His sister's boobs are so big.
And guess what? Guess what? She's not his real sister.
They're just cousins.
They're just cousins.
It's just cousins.
It's not creepy anymore.
It's not creepy if they're just cousins.
Fine. They're cousins.
Totally fine. Those are cousin titties.
Why would they? Why can't they just be strangers? Why would they write it?
Fuck your cousin for more time on the clock.
They need to. They need to be related because otherwise you wouldn't meet a girl like that. Because I'm a loser who hangs on MMOs all day.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't talk about this before, but fuck it. I can. I'll steal 2 minutes. I measured my room recently and found out that my living room can totally do the room scale VR shit for HTC Vive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a danger now.
But you still have to get rid of all your furniture. Just
no, actually, with the furniture, it still totally works.
Nah,
so that's an ever-present, like, clicking danger now.
Can't wait till you get trapped in it.
God damn it.
Didn't sound like you had any interest in it.
Well, I saw the stuff that was happening to Oculus and how it was reporting on all of your boner pictures off Facebook.
And then you decided to get it.
Yeah, and I was like, no, that's not
people
good.
Need your boner pictures.
Yeah, well, no. No, no, Mr. Zuckerberg.
I feel like
not
having,
this one.
I feel like having a laugh tonight. I better download these pictures.
Yeah.
So we were talking about...
Stop looking at my boner pictures, man.
We were talking about Quantum Break earlier, but we didn't break out into...
We didn't break...
We didn't break...
Hey!
Well, who hired this guy?
Willie, stop. We don't have time for these stories.
Let's make some
man,
time.
You know it was a terrible James Bond movie? Quantum of Solace. Fuck me. All right.
Jack
I pushed
choice.
It too far.
I was going to say, well, what choice news stories do you have on Quantum Break?
Well, I'm just trying to break the news that Quantum Break is the best-selling new Microsoft Studios
did
IP
they actually
of
give
this
numbers?
Generation.
No, they
That's
did not.
That's suspect.
But fortunately, we can reflect on Rise and Sunset Overdrive, which I think are the top-selling other ones. And you could probably extrapolate from that
new.
A little bit.
So yeah, I was about to say,
yeah,
what about
new
Halo
IPs.
5? And I'm like, no.
No Halo 5, no Killer Instinct, probably.
Mm. And shout-outs to the audio setting that lets you turn off the copyrighted music for Let's Plays and streaming.
Anything
that's kind of
has copyrighted music.
My only question is, for those of you who obviously played this normally, does that...
I didn't hear any licensed music.
I haven't noticed any yet.
Is there any licensed music that's key?
Not that I've noticed yet.
Because licensed music
was not yet
used
at all.
All
like,
over Alan Wake.
Yeah. In Alan Wake, it was
second.
Inescapable.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
if it's just like a radio object sitting on a table, then
no,
that's one thing.
So far, it's been nothing.
Okay.
So, but I'm sure it's coming.
Because if it's a really important moment, it would suck to not have that.
Yeah.
But
what,
I
what
no,
a,
nothing
what a
yet.
Helpful feature.
Good,
by the
job.
Way, in case, because it didn't come up, the show does not have, of course, an opening or an ending. It just goes in and out from the game.
Weird.
So there's no song there either. So,
oh, I kind of hate that. I want it to have an opening and ending.
No, because it doesn't feel like you started something new.
Because
you're like, it's just the rest of the story.
It's like watching the Enter the Matrix cutscenes.
Well, it's like when you get to a FMV, exactly.
Yeah.
So only have to stream it because it doesn't fit on the disc because it's 78 gigs.
You have one more story under the quantum stuff that I wanted to touch on.
What?
Really quick,
touch the quantum.
Under the last Quantum Break thing.
Touch it.
Oh, yeah, man. We got a good look at... Well, I was going to bring these two... There's two things together here is...
Oh, what?
There's two unreleased prototype arcade things that
more?
Popped up. So the first one is Galloping Ghost. They've got some Beavis and Butthead game that they got working.
An arcade game that apparently only two other places ever had that existed. MTV.
There's seven of them.
Has the cab... Oh, seven?
There's seven of these cabinets in existence, it seems. And
cool that one fell into their hands.
They got it working. And I guess
they needed 3DO parts to get it working.
And the only notable thing is you've got... There's two buttons in the game, and
what are they?
Beavis and Butthead.
Well, there's a Beavis stick and there's a Butthead stick.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The first button is cool, and the second button is kick ass.
Oh, I wish it was suck.
So
cool and suck. That's good. I can't
press
wait
the
to.
Cool
I'm gonna play that when I go.
I hope someone dumps the ROM soon.
That'd be really great. No.
Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, really, really,
why would you come to our
really,
our
really
store?
Early?
If you
and
can
you,
just play the ROM
you can get
home.
On this. There's a Steam pricing error where you can get Dark Souls 3 on the Mexican store for 79 cents.
Yeah, but it's region locked.
Yeah, so Mexican listeners.
Oh, come on.
Check it out.
That's going to be corrected in a minute now.
Yeah, I know.
What's the other unreleased
it's
game?
It's goofy.
The other unreleased game is Unnamed Unknown Neo Geo Fighting
Game. Yeah, I saw this one this morning. It looks like it was a D&D game.
It looks like it looks like, yeah, because
maybe they went to SNK before Capcom.
It's a fucking, all we have is a character select screen and some screenshots here. And one, it looks like a thing for reals. The sprites are there and they're doing stuff.
It looks like a cross between Last Blade and like French anime, if
and,
that makes any sense.
And the only other thing we could discern is that of these characters, there's three grooves for each one. Lawful, neutral, and chaotic.
So, variations.
Exactly.
Mortal Kombat ripped it off.
I'm sad that this never got finished.
Oh, wait, that looks terrible.
By the way, new stage art that looks great.
I think the stage looks cool, man.
In-game, though, those sprites are awful.
Look at that Mortal Kombat stage in the bottom right.
I don't know about that.
No, look at that one. That's Mortal Kombat 2 stage.
So Mortal Kombat.
I would love to play this. I would love to play
totally,
this.
Oh, totally, yeah. Apparently, like, three of the characters work.
And this was basically just a ROM that this guy got off of, like, an online auction. And it has, again, no name. Regardless. It's completely unknown what
it is. Unreleased fight game.
And yeah, there's sprites missing and all kinds of shit. So that's fun. I hope we get more footage. Please, dude, if you can.
Someone do this.
You guys see the trailer for Rogue One?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks fine.
It was a weird trailer.
Looking forward to it.
I liked the music cue at the end that was both the Imperial March and the main theme playing together at the same time.
I like the part where Donnie Yen's in it.
Donnie Yen's cool. And Forrest Whitaker's lazy eye showed up.
Yeah, of course. It's never late to the party.
I love that man and his lazy eye.
They have to be cast separately.
Yeah, I know.
It's Ghost Dog.
I'm excited for more spaceship shenanigans, though.
Yeah.
I felt it was a weird trailer. Like, it's the teaser trailer, but it felt like it was just throwing you into a bunch of...
Did you see the first teaser?
No.
That was, like, 1.5 seconds of looking at one of the stormtroopers?
No.
Dude, it was fucking nothing.
I'm a stormtrooper.
It was the worst.
Bark with me if you're my stormtroopers.
Shout outs another scene with Mon Mothma. That's super fun to have.
Back from the dead. Good job.
And
it's a prequel.
And it's the same actor that played her in the prequels that got a scene cut.
Nice.
So that was
neat.
And now she just happens to be the same age as Mon Mothma
back
was
from back the cutting
from
room
the
floor.
Shit. So it all works out.
All works out.
It's pretty cool.
Mon Mothma's cool, dude.
Yeah. Now, I really like Mon Mothma. When are we going to get some Bothans? Because
these characters are the Bothans.
This, like, we need.
They're gonna be getting into their spaceship and they're gonna slap a big Bothan sticker on it and go, fuck you, we're the Bothan super bros.
Fuck you if we don't actually see Bothans.
But here's the problem. Bothans didn't do anything because Kyle Katarn got the plans.
No, that's been retroactively retconned out of canon.
Just cause I think you need to see this. This was the teaser. Look at this shit.
Rogue One.
Star Wars.
It's just a title. I saw
a stormtrooper.
Come on!
A stormtrooper turned his head.
Looks
he
like
turns his head and it's over.
The trailer.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
That's ridiculous.
And it's like literally like a second of footage.
They got the okay for that.
I know you only have so many seconds in the movie, like, come on.
That's all. That's all Disney was willing to pen off. On.
Yeah.
And I tweeted about it, but it's like, you know, enough of these. Human protagonists. Enough.
I saw that.
Enough
yeah.
of your pushing your fucking agenda, guys.
Get some Twi'lek up.
When are we getting a Twi'lek?
I gave like you the answer, Wooly. I gave you the answer.
The DS game
in a movie.
No.
But that's not the answer, though.
It is. She was the main hero in a thing.
But I mean in a movie.
You didn't say in your tweet a movie.
It's true. He didn't say that.
So you're super.
Eat shit, Wooly. You lose.
It's what I wanted.
Now they'll never have another Twi'lek in anything.
It's what I wanted. You ruined it.
Please they remove all Twi'leks from canon.
They want to be friends.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'll say something like, "All right, guys, I gotta get going," or whatever.
Yeah. Just say it.
That's good. We're not
just
cutting
say it
that.
Right
that was
yeah.
done. We're not cutting
it. Just say it right now.
Just touch your wiener.
I gotta get going. Everyone, enjoy the last couple of stories. If you want to know what I'm watching or looking forward to, more Lucha Underground for me.
There you go.
Have a very happy podcast.
Matt, all you right. have to run away now.
I gotta run away.
Run away, Matt. Run away.
Bye,
now
Matt.
We're gonna continue the podcast as Matt awkwardly gets his things together and leaves.
You gave me that USB drive for me. I think you did.
Oh, man! That's the
best! It looks like I did. Double check
your stuff. Holy shit!
So we've got the announcement of
the realness.
We've got the announcement of a new Fear Effect game.
Yeah.
And it looks really cool.
Yeah. I mean,
I really think I think they not only did they nail the art style, but it looks better.
So here, did you play Fear Effect?
I tried to.
Why? What do you mean tried?
I rented it back in the day as a kid, and I didn't get very far.
Yeah. Hey, Liam, did you play Fear Effect?
I watched most of a playthrough actually many years ago.
So those games,
and after this announcement, I was like, are they on PSN? Only in Europe.
Those games look really cool, but they're secretly pretty bad.
And their dialogue's good.
Yeah.
I had a rough time getting
through it.
Like,
they control like dog shit.
So thankfully, Fear Effect Sedna, this new game, doesn't play anything like the old Fear Effect games.
Yeah. But I don't know if I like that.
Completely different genre.
Because, like, it's not
what's
a spin-off,
the, what's
right?
The point?
It's a new
it's
game.
It's a new one, and it's like
it's an adi-
so first and
isometric.
Foremost. So first and foremost, this is the first
Square Enix
IP used in a Square Enix collective game.
Yes, I believe.
Do you want to pause it?
No, that's
fine. Why I left a hard.
That's
hard
fine. That's
no,
fine.
No, it's fine.
I think okay. Square Enix collective.
Wooly and Matt will just continue.
Wooly and Matt will keep doing what they're
it's
doing.
It's had propositions, but none of them.
Got through, yeah.
Actually gone through, yeah.
So this is the first one using one of their three okayed IPs. I think it was this, Gex, and Fighting Force or something.
Oh, fuck Fighting Force to death.
Now, I think it was that, but...
Now, whatever the case may be with Fear Effect, like, I look at this and I'm like, I want to play this game.
No, sure, and that's fair. Like, it looks like a... looks like it might be a good game.
Yeah, and I think the genre switch is okay to me.
Just,
that's
like, I find it weird, like, making the mainline a different genre. Like, you have your, like, DMC Devil May Cry, where it's at least it's in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But I find this, like, kind of an odd step. It's, like, it's a really big
switch.
It's a
big step.
And I've seen a lot of fans who are not content with it, but they're the minority, because, like, who's a fan of Fear Effect?
Well, that's that. What I was going to say is if there was, like, issues, you know what I mean? Perhaps this is a way of addressing some of those issues.
I just feel it's kind of pointless, because Fear Effect is, like that name. What do I think of? I think of, like, the anime style with the animated backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that style was 1,000,000% like everything that struck out about that game. So unless it's got...
That's not what you get here.
Like, unless it's
like,
animated backgrounds and that style, then...
Have you seen the screenshots?
I have not.
Footage?
It
looks fantastic. It looks like a better version of that.
But the characters are like way zoomed out and stuff. Like, you don't get...
Can you throw the screenshot
absolutely.
Up so I can see it?
So you can see the trailer of what the gameplay... you can see what the style of the visuals looks like, where the cel shading is kind of... Like I said, it's a better version of what they used to do back in
for
the
sure.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the gameplay is isometric.
Oh, fuck that!
And
that, no way.
Has the same type
that's
of
pointless.
Art style and the same type of lighting on it.
But it's like if you announced a new Dino Crisis and it was like
that's
an isometric
like, that's like
game
saying,
or something.
Hey, Pat, they're going to make a new 2D Resident Evil game.
New Breath of Fire.
And
it's going to be
and
a
and then
fucking...
you show me an isometric Leon in the RPD. Like, pointless.
I don't know. Like, I don't agree. I think it'll be a fun game. For sure. But...
Total genre switch?
Even though I'm not a huge fan of the series, like, the switch of genres like that on your fans
totally
is kind of weird.
Baffling.
Like,
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Like, if a new Valkyrie profile came out and it was a tactical RPG, whoops.
Or if a new Tomb Raider came out and it was isometric.
Yeah, but a real Tomb Raider also came out.
That's true.
That's a spinoff. We know that's a spinoff. And this isn't a spinoff, and that's the only reason.
In the same way, if Sphere Effect was alive... This probably would have been a spin-off, you know what I mean? But it's a dead franchise.
Yeah.
Coming back.
No, I mean something
in a different way.
Something I guess is better than nothing.
It
but
would
like,
have been. It's like
it makes me look at it, and it's like I'd rather like a new IP than play. I don't know. Like,
hey,
I also don't want to play it because I don't. It's the third game, and I don't know the plot and stuff.
Oh,
so
the plot's
I'm
not
really
important.
Interested.
Speaking of Square Enix and
stuff?
IPs that are dead and spin-offs, Nosgoth got canceled. So fuck that piece of shit. Good, finally. They finally listened to me and canceled that game. Great.
That was a fun game while it lasted.
I don't give a shit.
I'm really happy about that cancellation because it's not because it's getting canceled, but because I doubt they're going to have to lay off any, if many, because it was Psyonix who made Nosgoth, mm-hmm. and now they're rolling in Rocket League money, so they'll probably be totally fine, which is great.
Yeah, I saw that coming after they closed down Sleeping Dogs as well. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No surprise there.
I saw that coming years ago when they announced it.
There's the other one we know about that never even surfaced.
Never even.
You remember? Like,
yeah, I do remember.
Hey, maybe if they had listened to me when I said cancel this, they would have saved a dollar or two.
If only.
If only
you had an ear to the, you know, the people that made decisions.
I spoke to their PR guy and told him to cancel it, and he didn't. So it's on him.
It's not his job.
Called him up.
He's the PR guy.
Well,
he probably doesn't even work directly for the company.
He didn't do a very good job. Now that's canceled.
All right. And then we've got the Evolution Studios team, who we talked about last week. Good news for them. They're joining up with Codemasters.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're, like, a bunch of them are landing on their feet. That's pretty good.
It's like, if you're in the same city, right?
And you make the same games.
Why the fuck wouldn't you just be like, yo, guys, come over here.
The only real question is, like,
let's have a pint.
Are you hiring? Right?
Yeah, of course. So I wonder now if this means Codemasters is going to double down, because they, of course, make racing games very much that compete, that compete very much with the stuff that Drive Club was, or if the Evolution guys are going to try to go back to something more like MotorStorm, you know? Like, now you have two AAA teams who work there who make AAA racing games, you know? So
they're going to start on their new game, Drive Team.
And that's tricky in a world where Forza is like a home run every year, and Gran Turismo Sport is out next spring, apparently. So
it doesn't suddenly mean an influx of cash, of course, to start making more
double
games.
Double spending, in fact.
Yeah, so
Codemasters must be in a good place. Which wouldn't surprise me. They're very conservative.
Well, they're a skilled-ass UK team, man.
They are, yeah.
That's good shit.
For stories, or we got one more?
I guess we did have one more.
What was it?
Not really much of a story, but this was another suggestion by Matt. It was the Mondo posters being up for Castlevania and Silent Hill.
They're doing those.
Mondo Tees is making Castlevania and a Silent Hill poster.
I haven't seen those at all.
They're fucking gorgeous. And they just kind of serve almost as a depressing reminder of what you're not getting these days. So this is you have the two Castlevania ones, and then you've got the Silent Hill ones.
Yeah, I like the Castlevania one.
Very cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Not much to say. Not much new.
They're just cool posters.
The Silent Hill one would be a lot better if they weren't using the Homecoming design for the nurse, or the movie design,
or whatever.
There's different nurse designs.
Every single game has a different nurse design.
Wow.
It's all subtleties, right?
They are very different.
I never noticed that at all. I just thought it was nurse with zombie body, no face.
Regular human beings that have weird growths coming out of their backs controlling them. In two, they have perfectly flat faces with no features that resemble condoms. In three, they're zombie people. In four, they're these weird, tall, like monster creatures with long black hair and like garbage bags that burp when you hit them. And in Homecoming, they look like they do in the movie. They're all different.
Okay.
And they all mean different things in their respective games.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking the only thing I guess I can think of that I noticed different was like whichever version of them has the hat that's a part of their head as opposed to looking like a separate hat.
Oh, that's the 2-1, I think.
You know? But everything else, I never really noticed any difference.
Originally, they had the flat bobble faces that were supposed to burst like a burst condom when you shot them, but they didn't have the tech for it at the time, so they're just flat and featureless.
Like a burst condom.
Well, because it's a sex metaphor for the story. I did an LP of that game. I talk about that a little bit. You might want to check it out.
I'll pass.
He makes a terrible game shine.
Yeah.
No! That's not even funny.
It's not even a joke.
That's the meanest.
That game's great. That
if
game's
you got
amazing.
An email to tell us about how awful Silent Hill 2
oh,
is,
no.
You can send it into superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
Dude, Silent Hill Umbrella Chronicles needs to fix it.
Until that game comes out, until we get the Umbrella Chronicles of Silent Hill.
At least you can always email superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
Oh, this is hurting me for real.
Feel free to just dump ass really hard on it.
Well, it's just like Konami did.
You'll never dump more ass.
You'll never dump more ass in that HD collection.
Indeed.
Pull the lever.
Whoops, I dropped the whole Silent Hill down there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Smithy wants to know, can you tell me why you really hate Kratos and what he's done wrong so that you guys hate him so much?
I feel like you specifically picked this one this week.
I feel like it's you picked this one naturally. So Matt is not here now, but all of our answers will encompass Matt's answer. We all feel pretty much the same.
Honestly, I don't hate him. I'm just kind of neutral. I don't like him either.
I don't
like,
hate him either. I'm so tired of him. I'm so tired.
That's fair.
And the reason why I'm tired is, like, I started a little bit before talking about it. It's like, Kratos is a character defined by a single motivator, and that's revenge. So in God of War 2, his character totally works. Ares tricked him and killed his family and all that stuff. And
even then, though, my beef starts way before
that. Okay, so Ares tricked him into killing his... Ares tricked him into killing his own family, even though Kratos knew it was people in there that were totally innocent. They just happened to be his family. So he's cool with murdering rando innocents all the time, but now that it's his family, he's like, damn you, Ares. So already he's a scumbag and unlikable.
Well, yeah, to be clear, he's always been an awful person.
He's a terrible, horrible person. But in character, at least in God of War 1, like, even if his revenge is stupid, you still can understand the process.
Yeah.
And you have that bit where his family is attacked, he's got to defend his family, and he fights Ares, and he wins, and he kills Ares. And his revenge is complete. And as far as I'm concerned, Kratos is completely finished as a character at that point. But then they need to make more God of War games. So they make him a psycho that just attacks shit for no reason.
Well, Zeus fucks him up.
No,
right?
He attacks shit for no reason first. He's attacking Rhodes.
Well, because he continues to be the God of War.
Yeah,
like,
but he's
Ares,
out of control and just a nutcase. And the gods are like, stop it. You're doing it too much.
Yeah.
And then Zeus turns on him, and then it just becomes...
I'm
going to take revenge on Zeus for doing what I deserved to me. And that's kind of where it starts to break, because the player is wrong. In that sequence, Zeus should have turned on Kratos, because Kratos is a psycho.
It's not the player who's wrong. Kratos is a gigantic asshole.
And just being like, oh, I shouldn't... I just gotta kill Zeus for revenge. You mean revenge for the thing that he did that was totally justified? Anyway. And he never thinks anything through, and just, he's so one note. And you get to God of War 3 where he's killing the gods, and every time he kills one of the gods, something just apocalyptic happens to the earth, and he doesn't care. And it gets stupid. It gets really, really stupid. Where he kills Hermes and he kills Neptune, and now the world is a tidal wave of raging oceans and locusts attacking all humans, and he looks out over a vista, and he's like, I'll get Zeus for this. And it's just like, oh my god, you're the worst!
Yeah, so
you're so
the
boring
reason, the reason
in,
why,
your generic rage.
The reason why I hate Kratos is because he's an unsympathetic, hateable asshole, and he has a backstory that's completely his fault. And he acts as if it's not, and then continues to rage on for no reason, and has this, it's a story that even if you look past the fact that everything is his fault, it has the staying power of maybe 1.5 games, and instead you got 5. So.
And now we got a 6th.
There's 6 games. There are already 6 games.
Okay.
Because the PSP ones.
There's the mobile game that is canon, but I don't know.
PSP games.
Plume of Prometheus, and what's the other one called?
Neither is called.
Oh, Puma whatever.
There's 2 PSP games, main games.
Chains of Olympus is
Thank
the
you.
First one.
Thank you.
Son of Sparta.
And Son of Sparta.
Yeah, it's 6 games.
Son of Sparta brings his brother in, and that's his justification in that one.
So we're going to get a 7th game in which apparently it was
Deimos is a badass.
Apparently it was Thor's fault all along.
Anyone who's not him, sure, I'll take it. But just... It's a character that you had no staying power to begin with, and you were always wrong.
My problem with him as a vehicle is that he's boring, and that this motivation can't last forever, but they make it last forever. My problem with him as a character is the same as yours. Well, it's your fault, Kratos. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Like, being unsympathetic and hateable is fine if, like, the context you're in makes that work. If you have a backstory that explains why that's the case or whatever it is, but instead he's just stubborn and hard-headed, and the obvious dumb things that are clearly, like, you are to blame. He's like, that moment just never happens.
And people tell him that in the series.
And, but what his answer is I'm going to have a temper tantrum and continue killing everyone.
He's like a 3-year-old.
So it's a
3-year-old
that gets more and more games to keep killing things because he's wing whack.
For me, like, I certainly don't love him. Not at all. And he's certainly not, like, anywhere near, like, list of characters I particularly like. But he's still way above the pile of gray ooze that is Aiden Pearson Co.
That's
because at least he has a fucking kick-ass design.
You're cheating, Liam.
What do you mean?
Cheating. That's not fair. You can't. You can make anybody look good if you compare an X to Aiden.
But like,
Pierce.
He does have a really good design, and like a lot of his weapons are fun.
His
and
design
like,
is cool. Yeah. I like the white on red and the symbol.
I don't
the
like.
Weapons
I don't
cool.
love him either. Like but, for me, he's in the same tier as like Daxter, I guess, where he's just kind of there.
I
you
would
know?
Put
like,
him next to Vex.
Sure,
it all becomes way worse when sure that character design is great and it's fine and it looks cool. And then you have to stare at it in every cameo, in everything that comes out, because
Zeus.
Kratos needs a cameo. No one else can have one.
Zeus.
It's gotta be Kratos. How many fucking cameos is
I would
he?
Rather...
Show me on the doll where Kratos touched you.
I would rather Nathan Drake have been in Shovel Knight.
Are there more Kratos cameo games than there are mainline God of War games?
Maybe.
If you count the Little Big Planets, probably.
Right.
Well, I mean, but Little Big Planet also has like Sephiroth and all the
yeah,
Muppets.
I know.
Between
as everyone like
between Soul Calibur and all the rest.
Well, yeah. Do you want to count Little Big Planet? Because then the answer is yes.
If
there's four
if,
Little Big Planets.
If the
so.
If you count Little Big Planet, the answer is yes.
Five Little
if,
Big
if
Planets.
If you don't, then the answer is no.
Is he not in more than six games
outside of Little Big Planet? No.
Probably.
Maybe.
PlayStation All Stars.
PlayStation All Stars 2. Remember when that came out?
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, he's in Mortal Kombat.
Soul Calibur.
Shovel Knight.
That's
four right away.
Yep. Yep.
Well, you'd need three more to even it out.
No, I'm sure you can get that.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, it's a piece of cake. Maybe he's in Hot Shots
Absolutely
Golf.
More than the title games. Hot Shots Golf.
He is in
Bounds.
Hot Shots Golf. Yeah, okay.
Little Big Planet, we mentioned it, but you can just count that as one if you want.
Yeah, there's five.
Soul Calibur, Broken Destiny, Mortal Kombat, PlayStation All Stars, Shovel Knight.
I don't even care anymore.
Tearaway.
Can we please get to a new.
The Simpsons
Can
game.
We get to a new this question.
And then...
We've spent too much time talking about Kratos.
Yeah. And Robot Chicken. But
Zeus.
That doesn't count.
So, like, it's like eight or nine.
So Zeus. More than...
Zeus, it's all your fault.
But, like, that happens for a lot of characters. How many games is Shovel Knight in?
Zeus, yeah, it was your fault. Remember in God of War...
Yeah, but he doesn't, like, rock either. He's just Shovel Knight. Like,
I love him.
Okay.
Do you guys remember in God of War 3 where he turns against Gaia over nothing?
I didn't play it yet.
Over Willie, yeah. Did you play?
I'm still working through the second one.
I'm never.
He's like, I'm gonna kill Zeus, and Gaia's like, yeah, and then we can do this, and he goes, fuck that, and just attacks all of his allies for nothing.
I played God of War 1. I had fun with it, despite the stupid backstory, and then I said, I'm okay. I'm had my fill. I'm good.
No,
and I don't feel like I need to play anymore. And if you tell me I'm missing out, then I guess I'll just miss out.
Okay.
We've got one. I mean, dude, if the alternative is me playing through...
That was sarcastic. That was sarcastic, Willie.
Okay. Like, holding a controller, hating the dude I'm playing
like,
as
no, the only
hours.
Thing you missed out on is, like, a handful of, like, genuinely fantastic set pieces.
Sure.
Cool bosses.
A couple cool weapons in three.
Yeah, if there was anything as good as the Minotaur, then I'm...
Oh, there's a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, as far as plot goes, the only stuff you're missing on that is Ghost of Sparta... Which has like Deimos, and that's like pretty cool. And like the last boss, where you tag team Deimos and Kratos against the last boss, is cool. Yeah. But you haven't missed interesting
Don't
plot.
Don't worry about it,
Willie.
It's not. It's not a name that I hear coming up very often.
Don't worry about it.
Not at all.
The whole his twin brother thing.
Well, because it was like post everyone. I think it was like right when the Vita was coming out, and it was a PSP game. It was like a year before the Vita came out or something. So it was in a nasty spot.
Okay, we got one coming in from Oi or Ole. And it is asking, what games do you feel needed, okay, well, like, take a game, and what's a game that you think needed an extra boss fight to, like, help wrap
an
it up?
An extra
Bayonetta
boss 2. Fight? No, I think it needed more regular enemies.
Devil May Cry 4.
Devil May Cry 4, absolutely.
Yeah, but not if you have to fight it, like, twice and
walk
down its hallway.
No, that's what we mean.
Yeah.
And actually, no, there's a very specific boss that you should have been able to fight one
more
time in DMC
4.
Best boss in the game is the only one you fight once.
Fucking sucks.
God, I don't know, like, any number of short games just, like, Even just like Transformers Devastation, Korra, like any number of short games, Revengeance.
But like that you, but like
Resident Evil 4. No,
what I wouldn't do for another boss, I mean,
like,
in that game.
Like Transformers, oh, I know, right? Is short, but like you duke it out with Megatron and like.
No, you run the gamut.
With
yeah.
the exception of Unicron showing up, I just, where do you go?
Yeah, no, I just mean like any short game that I've ever played, I would all like that I've ever loved. Like I'd love to add a boss to that, but. Game that needs another boss. I don't know. Every Assassin's Creed game.
Ever. Oh, jeez. That's like, a good answer.
Dude, when you play Unity and you get to the boss of Chapter 9, you're instantly like, oh my god, why didn't they do this before? This is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's yeah, so yeah. good.
Boss fights in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
That wins it. Jeez.
A lot of Western games just don't have bosses, and adding a single boss would add a lot. So, I don't know.
And last one we'll take from Jackson, and he wants to know, basically, Axis Games put out a pre-order demo for Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator, which contains the full versus mode. Yeah, this is one of the best things yeah. I've ever seen.
It's cool.
It's the full game minus online, and I think one character or two.
You're missing a couple characters. You don't have Dizzy, you don't have, I don't know, do you have Kyun, whatever?
You have Johnny, but you don't have the other character.
You have Johnny, you have Jacko. But you don't have Kum, and you don't have Dizzy.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of the cast is all there.
Yeah, the rest so you can all run, the old guys are there.
You can
yeah.
run tournaments with
have,
this build.
Have you seen the tutorial in Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator?
No.
Best tutorial in any fighting game ever.
Why is that?
What's amazing. Different from the sign?
Okay, it's completely different. Trash that. It's like an obstacle course that teaches you the stuff, and you platform around with your fighting game stuff. It's a blast.
That sounds cool.
It's
like,
really cool.
Like Subspace, Subspace Emissary, but you have to use the fighting game mechanics properly.
It's like you're in one fighting game stage, and you go back and forth, left to right, and platforms appear, and buttons appear. Press the buttons
and
fight the stuff.
You get through the stage by using the tutorial mechanics.
It teaches you. Okay, let's do the. And Jacko's guiding you through it with her little ghosts. Yeah,
awesome.
Very cool tutorial.
That's creative.
Is Revelator also going to be on PC, Dan, or is that out on PS4 already?
I think they're gonna. Oh, it's out. No, it's not out
it's
anywhere.
Definitely,
yet.
It's definitely
it's not
out yet.
Soon
it's
in
not
Japan,
out yet,
but it's not out
but,
anywhere.
Because they recently put up a little while ago, like sign on
Guilty Gear 2
on Steam, and I would really like for the PC like support on that in the near.
I think the fact that they even bothered to release 2 and Battle Fantasia is very telling that they want to catch up.
Yeah,
so
I'd be very.
Yeah,
happy
the game comes
it.
Out
if not this
June
iteration,
7th.
Maybe the next
June 7th
in North America or.
Yeah, just
okay.
before EVA.
Just before EVO. Oh.
Did you see the Animevo logo? For the anime EVO?
No, I didn't.
It's great. It's the EVO logo, the triangles, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's hearts.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Same colors. It looks really good.
So, yeah, the question is basically, do you feel that Axis rolled out this demo to... It's very similar to what Street Fighter V did, but do you feel like the way the modes are being rolled out is... basically a reaction to Street Fighter V's negativity about... not having like a story mode and some of that.
I seriously
stuff.
Doubt it.
No, not at all. Like,
yeah, I don't see that being the case.
Like a lot of the stuff from Revelator is just rolling forward from Sign.
Yeah,
and so. That stuff was way ahead. And even if Sign didn't exist, like the Revelator demo's out now. We are what, April 10th or so.
Sure.
Street Fighter V came out like early February. Like, yeah. You can't change that stuff in 2 months.
And exactly. And I think, dude, the fact that Revelator is an update to the sign is mm-hmm. a huge, like, difference in the context of mm-hmm. what you're getting the demo for here. Like, if it was, like, the original release of the game and you're getting all this shit right, like, this mm-hmm. in this way, that'd be one thing. But this is a game that you've already bought, mm-hmm. or some people have already bought. So if they're trying to get you in for another $60 on it, you know... Putting out a version like this where you can totally play through most of it, mm-hmm. if not all of it, like this it's like I agree with that. That makes sense.
Also, if what you intend to ask is, do you think they're releasing this demo
in response,
as an answer?
Yeah.
Also, no, because when you want to make a demo for software, you have to fork your software and split your team somewhat, and that is very, very expensive to do. That's why a lot mm-hmm. of companies stop doing demos, because ultimately you might lose more sales than you gain. But if there is a demo that exists, yeah, exactly. On top of that, if there is a demo that exists, it's because it was planned for quite a while. So I don't expect that this is a reactionary thing.
And I guess the last point on that is that the people that got the Street Fighter V beta that got in to play the game early were people that bought the game. So you
yeah, you pre-ordered.
You've already paid for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could pre-order and can your order, just like you can do with Guilty Gear, actually. But yeah, exactly. You've bought the game as well, so.
So
yeah.
A little different there, too. All right, so what's coming out on the channel? We've got...
I think this week is the week of one-offs.
Yes. It's the week of Wooly was fucking sick, so we recorded as much as we could without him.
Yeah.
So, Mystery Box will make its triumphant return
it's
after...
It's been 10 months.
So, yeah, we got a bunch of questions like, hey, when are you bringing back Mystery Box? Like, oh, it hasn't been that... It's been 10 fucking months since we did Mystery Box!
And the truth is that it never... It's not like it went away consciously.
No,
it
exactly.
It was just that we didn't have games we wanted to hide.
And we ran out of just this massive pile of garbage that we had...
Me and Matt have been sitting on a bunch.
Oh, you guys are sick.
We just didn't do them. Yeah. We're just having too much fun recording other shit.
And the one-offs that we wanted to do were games that we wanted to tell you, hey, this is a one-off of this game.
Well, me and Matt, Odalis and one that we're recording now were meant to be one-offs. Yeah. And there was another one, too, that turned into full LPs. I'm sure we did that too one time.
Must
but I can't
happened.
Remember what it was.
Deus Ex is going to continue as normal. A couple.
Oh,
other...
it was the fall. The fall turned into.
Yeah, Deus Ex is going to be normal. A couple other things might get bumped, but there'll be one offs in their spots.
Yeah. We got a match.
I mentioned
it's Zelda and FF10 and Punisher that are bumped.
Yeah,
they're just wondering.
Moved over because Wooly was sick. Yeah. And we're gonna finish one of those off before putting up the Dark Souls thing, because it's like we can't have 5-6 LPs going on at once.
Yeah,
that's craziness. So Dark Souls,
we might as well just like when FF10 finishes.
When
FF10
finishes, so you guys are gonna try and blast through the remainder of FF10.
We've got one session.
One set. You're there. Okay. And
I came in and I saw them beat Unalesca the other day after many losses. So
Unalesca's the. Unalesca's the toughest fight in the whole game. No joke.
Hilarious.
You know what? Dude, how about that? Isn't that sick, that lead up to that shit? That call out? Like, do it. Yeah. Now's the time.
Matt one-shotted it.
He didn't die. Yeah.
And that's the hardest boss in the game for sure. Yeah, and so Dark Souls will start probably...
There was lots of talking about the fact that they're talking a lot about what moves they're doing, though. So don't worry. It's intact.
We're gonna start recording Dark Souls this week, and we'll be getting it up as soon as we can next week. And we're planning to do that, like, nonstop until the end, right?
Yeah.
Dark
Souls is intended to be five times a week. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of kicking it up to 7 if I can convince... No?
Not while we have 3 LPs going. It doesn't work. Because then we have a 3-day rotation.
So,
once another LP ends, Dark Souls can go to 7.
Go to 7?
Recording-wise, we'll talk.
Okay.
But schedule-wise...
You'll be getting a lot of Dark Souls.
You'll be getting a lot of Dark Souls.
Because everyone is going to get Dark Souls, because that's what Dark Souls, that's what people want.
Yeah. And,
so you're getting it.
And you're not going to be getting as much as if you're watching Plague's Dirtbag stream.
Nope. Not at all.
It's probably starting right now.
That
piece of shit.
I wouldn't make any claims because, you know, streams are different.
Yeah.
Streams are hours of content at a time.
Yeah, no, Plague is just like, I'm just going to beat the whole game on stream when it comes out tonight. And then he's like, oh, the release moved up. I hate that guy.
Speaking of that thing, what's coming up this weekend?
I was also going to say this week, hold on.
Okay.
We've got Matt's Toy Box is also returning.
Oh, don't spoil that.
So look forward to that. It's a fun topic.
I remember when we were talking about that, and Matt said there's a toy box going up, and Liam went, what's that? And I was like, that's when Matt plays with his dolls.
Yes.
That was exactly what it was.
And that's what it is.
That's correct. I guess that's it for this week. The next stuff is going to roll out into the other week, but... I do want to announce, finally, now that I'm not sick, now that Matt's not
now
gone,
that everyone's
now
not
that
sick.
Liam and Pat are not sick, and Matt's not in
we, and
WrestleMania.
We're all temporarily immune to disease for a little while.
We are going to stream Heavy Rain.
For real this time.
Finally.
On
Saturday?
Are you like
Saturday.
He's looking at a calendar right now.
On Saturday, but it's gonna be Saturday, afternoon, Saturday afternoon, because I do unfortunately have a heart out that night, but, let's get this thing rolling, Right now we're saying like what we're saying, like 2 to 7, 3 to 7, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
2 to 7 was
you'll put up a more finalized start time at some point.
Yeah. So we're gonna take our first crack at it. Or rather, I'm gonna take my first crack at it. And we're not gonna beat it in one night for
No, that game's like 3 sessions if you do it.
Yeah.
So that's what's gonna happen there. We're also going to do the first part of it and then like switch back to demons after that and continue and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
as usual and that sort of way.
About the Dark Souls LP, I'd like to announce something. So in trying to weasel out of not being able to play it by myself, I started a Twitter poll that said, "Hey everybody, just checking. Does everybody want me to play Dark Souls blind? Because if I could just play it." And the results are overwhelming. In that, yeah, I'm gonna play it blind.
You're gonna play it blind.
So,
people have been saying that Pat has finished the game multiple
times. That's crazy! That's nuts!
And he has.
That's so nuts!
He has done that.
Holy shit! That one drives me nuts! It's so bonkers!
Pat's new game plus,
I would be so,
is being cleared off his console.
I would
as we
be
speak.
So smug right now and intolerable had I beaten the game multiple times.
You know, I mean, like, ever since he figured out that way to make the trophies pop
all right.
again.
Yeah. Dude! If you know how to make the trophies pop again, send me a message.
You play it on
Twitter.
A different account.
So, yeah.
You play it on a different account.
Then people will know.
Yeah, people will know. Yeah.
So I'm actually planning on putting on the Steam overlay just for achievements so that you can all see that it's the first time I beat that boss.
You're doing it honestly.
I will grind off screen, though, for Titanite and Souls and stuff like that.
That's fine. That's acceptable.
And for weapon drops and
sure.
stuff like that.
No one's gonna.
Gotta get blood vials.
And I'm probably gonna record that footage just in case there are scripted events that I can't control.
No, don't go forward.
No. I mean, return to the hub, and like a character attacks me or something.
No, then you quit. You turn off the game.
It's, you know, Dark Souls. There's no. You can't undo that. You can't.
If you turn it off quick enough, you'll be fine.
It's a PC, man. You don't kick PCs off.
Cloud save it.
Ugh.
I mean, Alt F4 though.
Alt F4?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And, you know...
Whoops, I corrupted
the
save.
I had to do that for Metal Gear Solid 5,
yeah,
remember?
That was, yeah, but...
The minute anything happened...
But that stuff's a lot safer on consoles, I feel. Like, the turn-off? Like, I feel like there's protection.
Well, I wouldn't turn it off. I'd just PS button quit.
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah.
And, you know, maybe this time, you know, at some point, if you kind of feeling the urge,
yeah.
and you're jonesing,
yeah.
and you're just don't do a solo session.
Don't start this, you motherfucker. You told me to do that solo session. You told me, and people liked it.
They did.
So go fuck yourself on that one.
I
you
there's,
told
there's
me
nothing
to really, do it.
Well, there's nothing.
You told me to
did.
Do it, Wooly. I asked, do you I'm guys just... mind if I do this and record it for the LP? And you went, yeah, do whatever. And then I did it, and you walk in and you go, I can't believe you recorded without us!
I was just gonna say, people did like it. I
think the silent majority hated it.
I wanna see the
game. Oh, yeah? That's why the dislikes on it are so low.
That's why they're...
I
actually took them away, so it wouldn't hurt your feelings.
So it'll be Matt, Wooly, and I, but there may be occasionally times that Matt can't make it, and Wooly and I are just like, we're gonna play that game.
Whatever. Oh, is that a thing?
We talked about that way,
that's
way
cleared.
Back. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys might
yeah.
have...
No, I do remember that.
You
I do remember
both
that.
Might
I was
have
there,
forgotten
yeah.
about it again.
No, I remember
like
it.
Like you did with the fucking solo session. But the very first time we talked about it, I said, hey, Matt, would you like to come in on the third guy of the Dark Souls thing? He's like, well, I'm not into Dark Souls as much as Bloodborne, but that was a lot of fun. And I said, well, we want to record multiple times a week, so if there are any times that you're not feeling it or you don't want to whatever, we can do it without you, and then I'll catch you up for the next
time. Yeah, I remember, because we were talking about another LP that day, yeah.
You remember that?
Yep, absolutely.
But that might not happen. He might want to be there every day.
You should run it by him again, yeah.
Yeah, because he probably forgot.
Well, either way, it's FromSoft sesh season.
All right, so I just beat the final boss in Dark Souls 3 just now.
Right here, live on the podcast, while we were talking.
It was,
a good time.
I'm going to make a guess. No, I'm not going to make a guess.
It was Patches.
I bet that'd be dope, man! That'd be great if Patches was the optional boss.
Sure.
That'd be great.
You get to fight him.
Yeah. Wooly, I can't believe you spoiled it, just like you spoiled Bloodborne.
Oh, man.
Fucking stupid
joke. This is
joke
turning
guesses.
Into the Minecraft LP.
I hope not.
Matt left, and it's turning into the Minecraft LP. Which we are eventually going to complete. Eventually.
Don't tell them when.
Eventually. Eventually could mean any time.
All right. Well, whatever. I mean, stuff's besides that. Like, you're gonna watch, do stuff. I'm a crack open that Lucha Underground as well myself. I'm keep trucking on that JoJo, doing my thing.
I want to play Dark Souls 3.
Oh,
but,
fucking bitch.
Also, actually, I have never played one at launch. I never have been really excited for one. But Ratchet and Clank's coming out this week, and the reviews are really good. And mm-hmm. it's like a reboot, so I'm like, all right. Keen to play that.
I'm gonna dig in on Pillars of Eternity and Gundam Zeta, hopefully.
Yep.
And, Matt, you said your stuff earlier.
That's
true.
Yep.
All right.
Let's bounce.
Cue the music now.
It's queuing.
Yeah! What? What? Check this out, right? Yeah! Look to the motherfucking Eastside boy. What? The King's a crook. What? Back at you with some new shit. What? Now just got it on with platinum and shit. I mean, we don't change, nigga. What? We the motherfucking king. Yeah. And we gonna always get this motherfucking crutch. Now let's talk about some what? Onions. Let's go. We go up in the club and the fingers wanna move. When you step up to they face what they gon' do. Shit. They can fall up in the club and the whole world let you know. When you step up to them hoes, what they gon' do. Shit. What they gon' do. Shit.
Yeah!